Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
From North Little Rock, Arkansas, this evening, welcome to Game 2 of the six-game series, Rock Hounds and the Arkansas Travelers. It feels as if, in some way, we've already played two games. Last night, the starting pitching was absolutely outstanding. It was, simply put, a really rough night for the bullpen, I guess particularly the Rock Hounds, although both bullpens really struggled in last night's ballgame. The Arkansas Travelers trailing 2-0 going to the last of the seventh. Ty Dameron up two runs on two base hits, and in fact the two runs that scored were both on inherited runners, but the Travelers tied it in the seventh, scored five in the eighth, then held off the Rock Hounds, who scored three in the ninth, and 7-5 was the final as the Travelers win the opener. An absolutely outstanding pitching matchup for this, the second game of this six-game series, and an Oakland A's organization debut for a young man who comes over from the Yankees organization in the Frankie Montas trade. Travs have just taken the diamond. We have a little bit of a scramble here getting stuff together, but I do believe that we are, and we'll take you downstairs now for the singing of the Star Spangled Banner from Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Here is our national anthem. For game two of this set, we mentioned Luis Medina will go to the mound for the Rock Hounds and again makes his Oakland A's debut. He came over in the Frankie Montas trade just days ago at the deadline. He will face Emerson Hancock, and I was told that the Arkansas pitching staff has been really up and down lately. I don't know that I'm buying into that. Emerson Hancock goes to the mound. He is the Seattle Mariners' number two prospect, and he has absolutely looked the part here in the 2022 season at the AA level. He has been nothing short of outstanding. So Emerson Hancock, right-hander against Luis Medina, anxious to get a look at that young man, and a couple of familiar names are back with the Rock Hounds, one of them in the lineup tonight. First pitch of this ballgame from Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, right after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rock Hounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
field is in some shadows, just a little bit of a cloud cover. 92 degrees, and the heat index is upper 90s, anywhere from 97 to 100. I've looked a couple of times and gotten some mixed numbers, but yeah, it is up for the second of this set. For the Rockhounds, Mickey McDonald is back. Again, of course, the trade deadline causing some shuffling, beginning at the and including the AAA level, and so Mickey finds himself back with the Rockhounds. He was here for a very short stint, about a week by design, in early July, but now comes back and joins the Rockhounds. Mickey, left-handed hitter, he's the designated hitter, and he will lead it off. So here's Emerson Hancock. Here's Mickey McDonald, and from North Little Rock, Arkansas, first pitch of our ball game, and it's down and in for ball one, a ball and no strikes. Mickey, left-handed hitter, facing Emerson Hancock. Right-hander set to go. Has the sign, the twist, and the one ball, no strike pitch, and that's down and in for ball two. Zach Geloff batting second. He is the third baseman for the Rockhounds. Zach Geloff at third base. Logan Davidson batting third. He's the shortstop. Logan at short. 2-0 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Appeal? Yep, and he did. The appeal is granted. Two balls and one strike. J.J. Schwarz will bat cleanup. J.J. the first baseman in this ball game. J.J. in the four spot. 2-1 pitch to Mickey. Pops it up. Left side of the infield. The third baseman, Riley Unroe, is on the grass. Looking for it. He's got it for the out. So Mickey McDonald pop out one man down to open the ball game. Young man who made his debut at the AA level last night, much awaited, Tyler Soderstrom will bat fifth. He's the catcher tonight, Tyler batting fifth. Brett Harris will bat sixth at second base. Brett Harris, the second baseman. Marty Bikina in left field batting seventh, playing the seventh spot, Marty Bikina. Here's Zach Geloff, had a big two-run double in last night's game. Looks outside for a ball, 1-0. And it's a really good prospect matchup. Emerson Hancock top three for Seattle, and Zach Geloff likewise for the Oakland A's. Pitch swung on, lined into right field, a base hit. Pitch was down and in just a little bit to Zach, but he lines it into right field. Had a hustle two-run double last night. Really good swing of the bat in the ninth inning. Rockhounds were down 7-2. They rallied back and had the tying runs in scoring position, in fact, before the ball game came to an end. So Zach with a base hit, one man on. Left-handed hitting shortstop. He's a switch hitter, of course, is Logan, batting from the left side against the right-hander from Thomasville, Georgia, Emerson Hancock. One on, one out. Pitch, fastball, strike, inside edge, 95 on the fastball, 0-1. Bottom of the order, Shane Selman is in right field batting eighth. Shane Selman is in right. And Michael Goldberg in center field batting ninth. Michael Goldberg, the center fielder. Pitch to Logan. Tempted, did not go. They're looking for an appeal. Not going to get that one. One ball, one strike. Always get a kick out of it. Scheffler, the catcher, was looking. He started to point to third base. The third base umpire is between the pitcher and the second baseman. And Matt was looking for somebody to appeal to. Here's a check swinging, and they may ask again, did he go? And again, no. Crowd will grumble. Can't really blame them. I think that might have been an appeal that might have been granted had third base umpire been on the third baseline. And, of course, with the three-man crew, they are not always right on the baseline. Tough to get that appeal. Pitch to Logan. Fouled straight back. And the count 2-2. So the Hounds order. Mickey McDonald back with the club. It's McDonald, Geloff, and Davidson. Schwarz, Soderstrom, and Harris. Bikina, Selman, and Goldberg. And, in fact, there was a late change, and originally at the start of the day, the top of the lineup was Max Schumann. He is also back with the Rockhounds. Pitch swung on and missed, and Logan out on strikes. Good off-speed pitch, not way off-speed. But after the 95 or so fastball, 88 with some sink on it, and Logan out on strikes. One man on with two men down for J.J. Schwarz. J.J. right-handed hitter. Seeing Emerson Hancock with one on and two men down. J.J. base hit in last night's ball game. Again, a lot of shuffling going on the last couple of days. Start this road trip. Swing and a miss. Boy, off-speed pitch away. J.J. swung right through it. It's 0-1. Luis Medina joining the ball club. Aiden McIntyre available out of the bullpen. He has just joined the Hounds from the Arizona Complex League after a rehab session there. He's been down a while. Pitch down and away. It's 1-1. E.T. Ginn is back. We'll see when he starts in this series. And now most recently, as of today, Mickey McDonald, Max Schumann back with the Rockhounds. Backup pitch, got there, called strike two. Just under the letters, just on the inside corner. And obviously, adding a Max Schumann to the order is pretty significant, I would think, as well as Mickey pitches up high for a ball. It's two balls and two strikes. Tyler Soderstrom waiting on deck. And Matt, well, speaking of arrivals, there is one right there. Tyler making his Double-A debut in last night's game. So, boy, lineup changes galore. Here's the stretch and pitch, and that's down and in, and that's ball three to J.J. Full count now, 3-2. Emerson Hancock is 2-3 on the year. There ends the good news if you're a Rockhounds fan. This kid is outstanding. In 12 ball games, he's gone 53 innings, has given up 38 hits, now one more with Zach Gelof. And a 3-1 strikeouts to walks ratio, just really good across the board. Top three prospect for the Mariners. Gelof runs in the 3-2, but the pitch is down and in. Ball got away, but Matt Scheffler will track it down. So, the base on balls, doesn't give up many of those either. That's his 17th walk in 53 2/3. And the batter is Tyler Soderstrom. Mentioned that with Tyler last night, he narrowly missed hitting a Double-A home run. He sent a fly ball to deep right, turned into a sacrifice fly for the Hounds, gave them the early 2-0 lead. He did strike out three times, and I don't think that number is not going to change a whole bunch. He had 99 whips at the advanced single-A level, but again, this kid's 20 years old. So he also had a really a lot of power, hit for a solid average at advanced A, and this is, by at least one count, the top prospect in the A's organization. Top three for sure, takes up and in for ball one. Tyler, left-handed hitter, is out of Turlock, California, first rounder. A's organization is, in terms of young catchers, not to mention the deep end catcher, is a shot up the middle and a top spin line drive, but it'll be caught on the move by Marlowe. Cade Marlowe with a good reaction to that one. He will haul it in for the out, so it's no runs and a base hit. No errors, a couple of men are left on base. So we have played a half inning in North Little Rock, and our Village Car Wash score of this ball game. First time around, we get a look here at Luis Medina in a couple of moments. Again, he will make his Oakland A's debut after coming over the Frankie Montoff's trade. Half inning complete. Village Car Wash score. Hounds nothing. And the Travelers are coming to bat.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
It's time to amp up the fun now during the Ford Summer Supercharge Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharge Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Bottom half of the first, and Luis Medina to make his Oakland A's debut. Was very, very good for the Yankees at the Double-A level at Somerset. Lineup he will face looks like this. Zach Deloach will lead it off in left field. Zach Deloach in left. Caden Polkovich is the second baseman. He'll bat number two and play the second base spot, Caden Polkovich. Jake Schiner is the designated hitter. He'll bat third. Schiner is the DH. Cade Marlowe in center field batting cleanup. Cade Marlowe in center. Riley Unroe is the third baseman, and he will bat five and play the five spot. Riley Unroe. Matt Scheffler catching and batting sixth. Matt Scheffler Cesar is Turris Jr., the shortstop, batting seventh is Turris Jr. at short. So here's Luis Medina, right-hander to face Zach Deloach, leading it off, left-handed hitter. Luis fires and hits the outside corner with a strike at 95, 0-1. One of the four prospects coming over in the Frankie Montas deal at the trade deadline. Of course, the A's were largely expected to trade Frankie. Pitch to the corner of the knees for a strike at 98. So Luis Medina already, boy, throwing some serious supreme unleaded. Well, what a whirlwind of a week this kid has had. My goodness. Pitch to the outside edge, and that just missed. And they count down one ball and two strikes, one and two. Bottom of the order, Connor Hoover is the first baseman, and he will bat in the eighth spot. Connor Hoover is at first, and Tanner Kerwer is the right fielder, batting ninth, playing the ninth spot. Pitch from Medina, drops low, count goes two and two. Zach Deloach, again, left-handed hitter. Got to share this with you just in down the road here in a moment, but we got lineups really late today, and that happens, by the way. It happens. Pitch up and away, ball three, three and two. Been doing this a long, long time, 31, 34 seasons of baseball. If I don't have stuff written down on my card and I didn't have a chance to do it, drives me crazy. And I know you, there's computer screen and all that, but it's not where it should be. So if I just jump out the window of the press box, you'll understand why. Here's a fastball swung on and missed, and Deloach out on Oakland A's, and welcome to the Rockhounds, Luis Medina. Strikeout and a high fastball, and he has already hit 98 in this ballgame. Now Caden Polkovich will be the batter. Polkovich, 235 batting average with four home runs and 34 driven in. Left-handed hitter. Forgot to write that down. Thank you very kindly. Pitch up and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Would have to think this is one of the higher-profile pitching matchups, in fact, in all of minor league baseball going on anywhere tonight. Pitch by Medina. That's a high strike, and the count goes 1-1 to Polkovich. Imagine it. Luis opened the week, and I don't know if he had any inclination that he might be a guy mentioned, but I would imagine he was. Good, very solid prospect for the Yankees, now for the A's. Left-hander, right-hander is delivered to the left-hander. Is fouled away, 1-2 to Polkovich. Rockhounds defensively in this game have Marty Bikina in left field. Center fielder is Michael Goldberg, and Shane Selman is around in right. 1-2 to Polkovich. No wind-up motion from Medina. Kick, backdoor breaking pitch is looped, but foul. Wide of the bag at third, 1-2. Zach Geloff in the third base for the Rockhounds. Receiving Logan Davidson is the shortstop. Brett Harris is at second. And J.J. Schwarz, the first baseman. Tyler Soderstrom behind the dish. One ball, two strikes. Medina with a stretch-hand pitch, and that's fouled back. So Polkovich doing battle here. No score, bottom half of the first inning. Mounts of the Travs going through Sunday. That'll be an afternoon game, by the way, to wrap up this series. Travelers winning last night 7-5. Crazy game. Pitch down and away, two balls and two strikes. Starting pitching last night, outstanding. Mentioned Ty Dameron, who went six innings, two runs. Bryce Miller, outstanding as well for Arkansas. Swinging a pop-up high in the air, shallow right field. It's Brett Harris, the second baseman, says he's got it. Drips back a couple of steps, reach. So Polkovich, a long battle, and he pops out to second base. Two down in the inning. And here's Jake Shiner. He's the DH. Shiner, right-handed hitter. 217 average, but think about him last night. He's got some pop. He has 12 home runs, 63 driven in, and hitting 217. That's not necessarily easy to do. Nobody on and two away. They shade him to pull to the Rockhounds at third base with Zach Geloff, and the fastball runs up and in for a ball at 99 miles an hour. So Luis Medina joins this team and becomes the hardest throwing starter in the rotation. This pitch pop foul out of play. And the count goes a ball and a strike. Cade Marlowe would be next for the Travs if the inning extends. It's Deloach, Polkovich, and Shiner up top. Marlowe, Unroe, and Scheffler in the middle. Pitches up and in. Fastball. According to the gun, that fastball is at 9 miles an hour. I think it might have been a little, I think closer to 19 probably. Last night it measured one at 38. pitch swung on, line drive, left side, base hit. Good swing of the bat by Shiner, and he drives a single to left field. Bikina will play it there, and it's a two-out base hit for the Travs, and Shiner is on base. Bottom third of the order is Esturas, Hoover, and Kerwer. Here's Kay Marlowe. One on and two men down. Each ball club of the base hit in the inning. Marlowe at 255. Again, he's a guy who can produce some runs. He likewise has 12 homers. He's driven in 59. Slightly open stance, left-hand box. Pitch by Medina. Ball hit high in the air to left field. Medina going back and has room short of the track. Reaches up over the left shoulder and makes the catch for the out. So each ball club with a base hit. Another ball club on the board. So we have played one. And at Dickie Stevens Park, North Little Rock, Arkansas, Village Car Wash, score of our ball game. Hounds nothing, Travs nothing.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get $50 Visa prepaid card and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can be more what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Request auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
And at the top of the second, Brett Harris will lead it off for the Rockhounds. Over to the outside corner, boy, just down and away at 93 miles an hour from the right-hander Emerson Hancock. Depending, of course, on which service you look at, top three prospect pretty much all across the board for the Mariners is Hancock out of the University of Georgia. Swinging a foul straight back by Brett. Count is 1-1. Marty Bikina and Shane Selman will follow in the Rockhounds' second inning. Hancock, a guy who was a first-round choice of the Mariners, not only first round, but sixth overall. Pitch down and in for a ball, and it's two balls and a strike. Again, I mentioned he's 2-3, and that's about the only number that appear to pose his numbers across the board. Just terrific. Swing and a drive to left field. This is high and deep. Brett Harris, that ball's going to get out of here, and that is gone. Sidewalk souvenir for Brett Harris. Boy, just a line drive over the left field wall, and the Rockhounds are on top 1-0. Brett Harris in the second half of this season, the average is down, but the power and production are up. And I guess that probably is baseball in 2022, but Brett Harris, just a line drive. Ball didn't get very high off the ground at all, but he got out of here. So the Rockhounds take a 1-0 lead on a home run by Brett Harris. And that'll bring up Marty Bikina. Right-handed hitter, he's the left fielder. Takes high and away for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Mentioned during the last homestand, all of a sudden, Brett Harris, a lot of solid line drives. He went through a kind of a tough stretch in terms of average. Pitch down and away, it's 2-0 to Marty Bikina. But when Brett's gotten a hold of him, he's hit him hard, and he got that ball out of the yard. Pitch way outside for a ball, so now all of a sudden three balls, no strikes from Hancock. Emerson making, as mentioned, his 13th start for the Travs on the season. Three balls, no strikes to Bikina. Pitch to the corner is a called strike, and the count goes 3-1. I think I gave you his entire line, but just in case, again, coming into this game, 53 innings, 38 base hits, the opposition hitting 197 against him. And down away, ball four, so a couple of base hits and a walk in this one. Second walk, in fact. But overall, the whip, and again, that's such a terrific statistic. How did it take us all this time to get around a whip? I know we've had it it's been front and center for a while now, but it's so indicative. Whip of 1.02. He's given up 16 walks and 38 hits in 53 innings coming in. But Rockhounds with a 1-0 lead on the Harris homer. One man on, nobody down for Shane. Shane hitless in last night's game, but was hit by a pitch. It was a nice little string going in terms of reaching base, and his second half has been good. This time, though, high pop-up, shallow right field, and looks like it'll be the second baseman backpedaling, and it'll be Polkovich who will haul that in for the out. Very shallow right field, so Shane Selman pops out. One man down in the top of the second. Here's Michael Goldberg. Michael, right-handed hitter. Again, he's got some company now in the outfield. Again, Mickey McDonald coming back. He is in the on-deck circle, why I mentioned Mickey. Max Schumann not in the lineup, but he is back with the ball club and figures to be the leadoff batter. He was scheduled to be there tonight. Runner goes, pitch taken low and inside. The throw going to be on one hop, and that's going to be a stolen base for Marty McKenna. So Steve Scarsone, who is managing in Bobby Crosby's stead. By the way, it's not a change. Bobby is simply on his mandatory break. I love it, though. He's here. He's been at the ballpark. Apparently, he was just in the ballpark watching the game last night. Busman's holiday is what they used to call that in the old days. Bobby's idea of a vacation. So I think he's taking this one in from the hotel, probably watching an MILB TV. Pitch to Michael Goldberg, swung on, and that is pop foul out of play. One ball and one strike. So he's not going very far on his vacation, but he is, again, away for, I don't know how many days it is this time. It used to be three or four. And Steve Scarsone, one of the good guys in the game, managing the Hounds during Bobby's absence. One ball, one strike to Goldberg. Michael, right-handed hitter. Swings and pops one foul straight back out of play. A ball and two strikes. One man on and one man down with one run in. Of course, the result of the trade deadline, the shuffling, and so a couple of guys find themselves back here with the Double-A Rockhounds. I think both of those guys who come back down. Here's the pitch going to be down and in for a ball, 2-2. Mickey McDonald and Max Schumann, just knowing them a little bit, I think they're two of the guys here, so they're going to get much more playing time, one would think, here. And they'll get back. They'll both be back at Las Vegas. Two balls, two strikes. That ball lifted high in the air to left field, but not very deep. On the move is Deloach, and that ball's going to drop between Deloach and Asturias Jr., and it'll be a double, a hustle double for Michael Goldberg. Little flare, just a duck snort that dropped down between Deloach and Asturias Jr., the shortstop. Well, I thought Zach might make that play, Deloach in shallow left, but he had a long way to go, and the ball just dropped in front of him. And Goldberg turns it into a double and a little flare to left field. McKenna had to stop at third base, not knowing whether or not the ball would be caught. So second and third, here is Mickey McDonald. And Mickey was with the Rockhounds at the start of July for a week, and that was kind of unusual, but it was by design. Kind of a temporary roster spot, and they wanted to make sure he still got some at-bats, so Mickey played every day during his stay. Swings and fouls it back, and it's 0-1. 28-man roster, of course, these days, so playing time is, in some cases, a little tougher to come by, but Mickey figures to be in the lineup pretty regularly, as does Max Schumann, even though he was a scratch in this one. But both guys are back. Pitch to Mickey is outside, ball one, 1-1. So a very big batter, one would think, here for Emerson Hancock. Second and third, one man down in the top of the second inning. Goldberg, who is the runner in scoring position at second base, runs really well. Marty McKenna does as well, and he's already at third. Pitch to Mickey, down and in. Two balls and one strike. Now Mickey hit 417 in his brief stay with the Hounds at the start of July. Left-handed hitter, of course, has been here parts of multiple seasons. Tall, slender left-handed hitter with some speed, good defender. Favorable count here, 2-1. Pitch way outside. That one, just you can tell, just slipped right off the fingertips. Three balls, one strike to Mickey McDonald. Zach Geloff on deck.
with the additions the Rockhounds, that is the Oakland A's, of course, have made, rather intriguing ball club right now. The Hounds come in 19-9, even with last night's loss. Pitch, and that's going to score a run. Bikina goes head first under the tag. And the Rockhounds take a 2-0 lead on a Mickey McDonald, just an absolute bouncer at the plate. Kind of a Baltimore chop that didn't even go 60 feet 6 inches. I would assume that'll be scored a hit. You could, I guess, if you were going to stretch a point, call it a fielder's choice, but I don't think there was much chance to get Bikina at home plate. We'll see what Randy will say on that. Haven't put a base hit up there just yet. Boy, I don't know. There was an attempt at the runner at home, but don't really think there was much of a chance on that. But Bikina scores, and it's a 2-0 ball game. Nicky will get the RBI, and we'll check on how that is scored officially. Board hadn't changed, though. Pitch is up high for a ball to Zach Geloff. Singled his first time up, did Zach. So runners at the corners. Michael Goldberg advancing to third. Mickey McDonald is on at first. Two runs across. Runners at the corners. Hancock's pitch. Fastball. That's popped straight up in the air to shallow center field. Drifting in with room is Marlowe. He's got it. Runner will tag. Going to come for the plate. The throw on the 10. Right on the money. Got it. Hounds roll the dice, and this time they come up empty. Michael Goldberg thrown out at the plate. A lot of managers at this level will tell you, make them make the play, but indeed the Travelers did. That'll go 8-2 on the double play to end the inning. Hounds will score a couple. We'll check on officially on hits on the other side of the timeout. So we will go to the bottom half of the second inning. Rockhounds on top against the outstanding young Mariners prospect. Emerson Hancock, and we'll go to the bottom of the second. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2, Travs nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to
Synergy. The list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off. Binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Last of the second inning, 2-0 Rockhounds. Mickey McDonald, I think you got your pocket picked on the score he called, but that's okay. I understand. Like I said, I think you can score the play either way, but Mickey will get an RBI on a fielder's choice, so the Rockhounds with three base hits in the ballgame. Just wanted to check on that and make it official. Here is Riley Unruh to lead it off. Switch hitting third baseman. Pops it foul straight back out of play. And it's 0-1. So a couple of runs across in the inning. Home run by Harris. Hustle double by Goldberg. Michael eventually thrown out on the 8-2 double play to end the inning. 0-1 pitch to Unruh. Luis Medina with a fastball strike on the outside edge. When the scoreboard, the velocity reads 9 and a little dot, I think it means 97. They're just missing some bulbs out there. But boy, this kid throws hard. He's not big. He's 6'1", 175. Backdoor pitch way outside for a ball, 1-2. Riley Unruh, Matt Scheffler, and Cesar Asturias Jr. will be the trio for Arkansas here in the second inning. Counts for the second straight game, a 2-0 lead. They took that into the bottom of the seventh last night. But a rough night for the bullpen, Matt Milburn in particular, and Bryce Conley as well. Pitch down and in, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mentioned both starters just outstanding in last night. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Luis with the sign. Delivery is sent down the third baseline. That's a fair ball. Really good piece of hitting by Unruh on the 2-2. That'll turn into a double. Marty Bikina will make the play. Ball hit the side of the stands right where they jet out toward the foul line, so no chance for the Caramon to throw. And Riley Unruh leads off the inning with a double, and the Travs answer right back. Second base hit of the game for Arkansas. And here's Matt Scheffler. He's the catcher in this one. Scheffler at 270. No home runs, but 21 runs driven in. And Unruh with the double. Sunsets here about the same as it does back home at Momentum Bank Ballpark from behind the first base side. So shadow already covering all of the infield and out into the shallow grass in left field. But left and center will battle the sun for a while. Fastball fouled straight back. 98 from Medina. Of course, anytime you trade an established big league star for prospects, it takes, what, a couple of seasons at least to figure out who got the better of her, or both teams will fare well. We'll see. But Medina, one of the prospects gained by the A's in the Frankie Montas trade. Jumping in 1-1. Of course, the same, I guess, could be said for, my goodness, the Juan Soto deal. But Tim Kirkchin called that the biggest trade deadline deal of all time. And if Tim Kirkchin told me that the sky was pink and purple polka dot, I would go out and look. So I'm believing Tim. My goodness, what a deal. Swing and a pop foul straight back out of play. Nationals got a whole bunch, and we've seen a bunch of those guys. They got a whole bunch of talent, but my goodness, I don't know. Juan Soto. And you say no to a $400 million deal. I mean, that was probably the first hint that maybe he wasn't going to stick around. So a pretty good hint, too. You'll be curious to see how San Diego plays out. Pitch down and in, 2 balls, 2 strikes. You tell me that isn't a tough division with saying the Padres' odds to win the division did not change at all. Their odds of winning the World Series went from 8-1 to 4-1. Tells you how big the trade was and how tough the Dodgers are. Fastball swung on, drilled left field. That is deep. Going back, Patino. No, it's going to run out of steam. Short of the track, Patino the catch. Runner will tag, throw to third base. Going to be close, but in just ahead of the throw is Unruh. Good hustle by Riley. Deep fly ball by Matt Scheffler. Well, it ran out of steam shy of the warning track. Thought that might carry a little bit further. Runner at third. One man down. Cesar Asturias Jr. will be the batter. He has just joined this team. 0 for 4 in his single game. He is a switch hitter. He'll bat from the left side against Luis Medina. And Luis, coming over from the Yankee organization, was at AA in Somerset. Really good numbers. Fastball foul back. Boy, jammed him at 97. Hello, how are you? Runner at third base, one man down. Connor Hoover waiting on deck. Hounds with a 2-0 lead. Medina set at the belt, looks right at the runner, now comes to the plate. Fastball is fouled back. Boy, and that one, 99. Really kind of astounding, too, and I think the same thing last night with Arkansas starter Bryce Miller is that it doesn't look like he's throwing that hard, and, man, I mean, the ball just flies out of his hand. 99 miles an hour on that last fastball. 0-2 count. Cheating into third is Geloff. Pitch to the outside corner is high and away. That, I think, was the mystery 97-mile-an-hour pitch in which the readout goes crazy. Outfield pretty well straight away, maybe a little bit the opposite way, and left with Bikina. Asturias Jr. with a slightly open stance, pitch by Medina, ground ball to the right side. That will score the run. Brett Harris will make the play, throw to first, but Asturias with a productive out. Ground ball out that will bring home Unruh. So Riley Unruh's leadoff double turns into a run for the Travs, and it is a 2-1 ball game as the first baseman. Connor Hoover at 163, but has 5 homers. He has 22 runs driven in. Left-handed hitter. Medina's first pitch sails high and away, a ball at 99. So Luis Medina has joined the rotation. Notice today that at least for now, Hogan Harris, who's been just stunningly good, will move to the bullpen. Hard hit ball, one hop at second base. Knee high for Brett Harris. Has it. Sidearms to throw to first for the out. But each team on the board here in the second inning. Leadoff double by Riley Unruh will turn into a run on the ground out by Asturias Jr. So we have played a couple at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 2, Travs 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Top half of the third inning of play. Interesting, there's been a conversation. Again, it's a conversation, it's not an argument, that Steve Scarsoni has been visiting with home plate umpire Alex Nash through most of this break. It's one of those you just love to be a fly on the wall, as the saying goes, even though there is no wall down there. And again, it looks like a griping about anything, but I just love to know what the question was as we go to the top half of the third inning. Hounds 2 and the Travelers 1. Travs get a run on one base hit in the last half inning. I just added 1-1 and put down 1. Thank you. We'll get that corrected. Logan Davidson leads it off. We go to the top half of the third. He takes down and in, does Logan for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Well, each team on the board in the second inning. Much different ways of scoring runs, but 2-1 the score. Pitch high and tight for ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Emerson Hancock, University of Georgia product, as we mentioned. 6th guy selected overall. That is such rarefied air. Swinging a foul back, it's 2-1. Talk about non-glamorous, draft selections. 15th round, 16th, 21st, whatever it might be. My goodness, if you are drafted, you got to have some talent. You really do. Swinging a foul away, and the count is 2-2. It's a question that I do not, and I'm sure never, ever will, in fact, have an answer for. But you wonder, between high schools and all sorts of colleges, community, junior, full 4 years, a called strike outside corner. Boy, Logan Davidson thought that was outside. But he is called out on strike. So Logan, who has been swinging the bat as well as anybody of late, up and down twice now on strikeouts. I have no idea how many high schools there are in the country, but there are a bunch, aren't there? And, of course, community colleges, junior colleges. Emerson Hancock is from Georgia. I mean, you've got everything from Herb Farquhar High School to the University of Georgia and everywhere in between. And just to be drafted at all is something. Swinging a drive off the bat of J.J. Schwartz to left field, but that ball got in on him, and back to make the play is Deloach. J.J. turned and hit it hard, but the ball was inside a little bit. I don't know if we get a second look at this, but the ball is deep as he'd like. Yep, just a little inside. Ball hit just shy of the track in left field. Quickly, two up, two down now for Emerson Hancock. And the batter is Tyler Soderstrom, lined out to center field. His first time did Tyler, looking for his first double-A base hit. Swings and sends one high and deep to left field. This ball's got a chance. Tyler Soderstrom, welcome to double-A baseball. Gone, sidewalk souvenir. Inside out swing goes opposite way, drives it over the wall and left inside the foul pole. Drove in his first run last night. His second run at the double-A level, second ribby, will be on a solo home run. Tyler Soderstrom touched that dish. 3-1 Rockhounds. I don't know if they'll give us a big smile on his face. Cannot blame him. Boy, when you go back and look at it, that's his first double-A home run for Tyler Soderstrom. It came off the number 2 prospect in the Seattle Mariners organization in Emerson Hancock. Boy, that's got a little poetic side to it, doesn't it? Here's a called Steve Reich to Brett Harris. Harris homered his first time, took a 2-1 pitch and drove it out also to left field. Tyler Soderstrom, I think we can now say, officially arrives at Double A. Pitch down the middle, bit low, count one ball and one strike. Well, the Hounds, couple of home runs. They are the difference in the game. Swinging a foul back, it's 1-2. The other two runs, one for the Travs, one for the Rockhounds, kind of Frankensteined together. Plus the two long balls, Brett Harrison, Tyler Soderstrom of the home runs. One ball, two strikes. Pitch drops just low. Hancock thought he had a strikeout. Can't really blame him, but the pitch did like appear that it just dropped low. Two balls, two strikes to Brett Harris. Brett at 276. Pitch from Hancock bounces up there way wide. Kind of slipped off the fingertips a little bit, too. Had a breaking pitch, maybe a slider in mind, and just bounded away. Brett Harris opened the year with Advanced A Lansing, had seven home runs there. He now has eight with the Rockhounds, 15 on the year. It's a solid season for the former Gonzaga Bulldog, who pops this one fouled and out of play. And count 3-2. So the Rockhounds now three runs on four base hits, two of them leaving the ballpark. And three of the Hounds' four hits for extras. Michael Goldberg with a hustle double. It was a little flare, but he turned it into a double. Pitch swung on. That ball is hit high and deep to left center field by Brett Harris. Going to run out of steam, though. And Deloach is there to make the catch. Drive toward the power alley. But, and again, something about those home runs. The ball does not carry overly well here. The air is really heavy in North Little Rock. But the Hounds have now driven it out twice. So on the Tyler Soderstrom home run, he is first at the AA level. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 3 in Arkansas 1.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
We go to the bottom half of the third inning. Rockhounds lead Arkansas 3-1. It'll be Tanner Kerworth and back to the top of the order for Zach Deloach and Caden Polkovich. The Black Sox scandal coming up in our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia. Just around the corner, as Tanner Kerworth will step in against Luis Medina. We're a right fielder and a right-handed hitter. That's you. Medina's numbers can spend the entirety of this season in Luis with Somerset. Patriots, is it not? Is that right? That didn't sound quite right. Tanner Kerwer takes, and the pitch just missed. Off-speed delivery started him that time, and he is hit 97 to 99 routinely in this game has Medina. Pitch inside corner at the knees at 90 for a called strike. And the count squares at 1-1. Somerset, of course, in the Eastern League, made 17 starts. The backup pitch just down and in. That did not miss by much, 2-1. And Luis, the number is very similar to Emerson Hancock. He does walk some batters. That's the only question with him. Pitches up high, and that's ball three. Three balls and a strike. In 72 innings with Somerset, 46 hits. I'll say that again. The pitch up high, ball four. But there, illustrating the point, is the number that needs to come down. 72 innings, 46 base hits. The opposition in the AA Eastern League hit 179 against him. And even with 40 walks against 81 strikeouts, so he's better than a strikeout per inning, and a 2-to-1 ratio, but you'd like to see that a little higher, a little fewer walks, but boy, the number's just tremendous. Pitch in the dirt is nicely blocked by Tyler Soderstrom, one ball, no strikes. Even with 40 bases on balls, a 1.19 whip, so you can certainly see what the A's really liked, why they wanted to acquire this young man from Nagua in the Dominican. Only 23, turned 23 in May. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, pulled the string a little bit that time at 89. It's 1-1 to Zach Deloach. Zach, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Ball game in the bottom half of the third inning. Rockhounds lead at 3-1, playing a little long ball here this evening. Stretch throw over to first. Boy, that was close. Medina with a turn and a strong throw. Luis signed very young by the Yankees. He has been pitching professionally since 2016. Spent his first season in the Dominican Summer League and part of his second. Pitches down in the dirt, and again, Soderstrom will block it. Kept it close enough that base runner Kerwer did not want to try to move up. Two balls and one strike to count. One on and nobody out. Second inning of this one. Check me, third inning, I'm sorry. Both teams scoring in the second. Hounds adding a run in the third on the Soderstrom home run. Two balls, one strike. Medina set. Luis with a pitch, and that is tapped toward second base. Is it a foul ball? Oh, my goodness, it is ever a foul ball as Deloach winds up just in a heap right at the top of the left-hand batter's box. So, boy, he fouled that one down, and I don't know if we'll get a second look. Was that one that got the knee, maybe? Boy, I think it. Boy, that was a glancing, or not a glancing blow. He fouled it forward, and I think off the knee. I don't know if we'll get another look, but the ball got all the way out to second base and had some velocity on it, but that ball also hit Zach Deloach, so that'll tell you, that ball hit him hard. Come out, and somebody needs to come out. Yeah, take a look, and we make sure he is okay. Deloach trying to flex those knees. Boy, I wish we'd get one more look at it. Of course, you don't get the fancy up-close replay. We're going to get another look. Let's see if we can slow this down. Oh, it looks to me like right when they are slowing it down. Yep, it got him in the right knee. Now, imagine that. That is a... Whatever the pitch velocity, that doesn't really matter all that much, but that's a full swing. Ball is coming forward off the bat and gets him on the right knee. Now, he's a left-handed hitter, is Zach, so that is his lead leg. Ball hit his kneecap, and it changed the direction of the ball noticeably and still gets all the way out to second base with some velocity on it. So, oh, my goodness. No, he is trying to flex that knee and stay in the game, and I don't know that folks are yet convinced that he will. Well, he gets the baseball bat back. Boy, deep breath and a grimace, and that was the right knee. Oh, my goodness. You just don't see that very often. Of course, usually it's the foot, the ankle, and he is wearing one of those protective devices on his right shin. We'll stay in the game, and I trust we'll get a round of applause for it. A smattering. So the count is 2-2, and man, that is a painful strike. One man on and nobody down. Tying run at the plate in the form of Zach Deloach. Zach, 9 home runs, 48 driven in. He's a .252 hitter. Facing Luis Medina. Delivery is down and in and speared by Soderstrom. So the count now full, 3-2. So let's see how aggressive Colin Cowgill, the manager of the Travs, wants to get here. One on and nobody down. Kerwer takes the lead. Good, solid lead. Not going. Pitch doesn't matter. Ball four. So two walks in a row. And again, that is the number that will be concerning when you look at Luis Medina. The base is on balls. So he's going to step between the mound and second. Rub down that baseball a little bit. That will bring up Caden Polkovich. He popped out to second base his first time up. Polkovich, left-handed hitter at .235. Caden with four home runs, 34 runs driven in. Cheating in at third base is Zach Gelof. Rockhounds may be thinking bunt here. Caden Polkovich from Edmond, Oklahoma. Went to Oklahoma State University. Left-handed hitter waits. Stretch by Medina. First pitch, ground ball, sharply hit, base hit, right side. That will score the run. Throw coming from right field is not going to be in time, and it's a 3-2 game. Travs come right back. Popovich with a clean base hit to right field. And that easily scored Kerwer, and he was running hard. Stopping at second is Deloach. Boy, he's still got to have an awfully sore knee. I don't know that he would have turned for third on that anyway, but, boy, not right now for sure. So 3-2. First and second, nobody out, so the Travelers in great position here. The heart of the order coming up is Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner, right-handed hitter, he's the DH. Medina, a long look out at second base, now turns, comes to the plate, and delivers down and away for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Shiner, the guy we mentioned, the numbers just are almost hard to comprehend. He's hitting 217 and has 63 runs driven in. Former Phillies farmhand, and he takes ball two. So now Luis Medina struggling a bit. Has a walk, a couple of them. One strikeout, struck out the first batter of the game, Zach Deloach. And get that sense he's struggling, and that is amplified now as Chris Smith, Rockhounds pitching coach, will come out to the mound visiting with a great friend Robert Wadley, who now lives here in Little Rock, a very successful veterinarian and a former Rockhounds radio board operator. one of our very proud and distinguished alums of Rockhounds radio. What a good guy. So good to see him. He comes out as season tickets here in the Travs. And Robert and I were visiting just a little bit, and as he mentioned, it's very difficult actually to talk much about, but the passing yesterday of Vin Scully. The best ever. We'll reflect a little bit as time allows in this game, but that thought crossed my mind. Swinging a high pop-up off the bat of Jake Shiner, giving a long look as J.J. Schwarz, but he's out of room. Up, one fan with a cap, one fan with a glove. Neither of them gets it, and the ball then dribbles all the way down to the next level. Two balls and a strike. Vin Scully passing away yesterday at age 94, the voice of the Dodgers for six decades, voice of baseball, absolutely the voice of baseball. Swing and a bouncer, foul wide at third base, two balls and two strikes. John Shambi, who is now the voice of the Cubs, I tend to forget that. John, of course, does a lot of ESPN work. He's one of my favorites, just terrific, outstanding broadcaster. ESPN asked him to reflect a little bit, and he had a story from the Braves Twins World Series, if I recall. Pitch swung on, bounced foul straight down at the dish. First and second, nobody out, one run in, 3-2 Hounds. Said that it was Ronnie Belliard, who's not a big guy at all, reached first base, and Kent Herbeck of the Twins, who is a big individual, was there holding him on first base, of course. Here's the two-ball, two-strike pitch. That's up high, that's ball three, so command has let Luis Medina down a bit in this inning. John Shiby remembered, just one of those great lines that Vin Scully probably had literally millions of, would be my guess, but the little guy Belliard standing by the big guy Herbeck, pitch down low, ball four, and boy, they are loaded up. So Luis is in a big-time jam now. Bases loaded, and the cleanup batter up there, Cade Marlowe. Three hits, three walks in the ballgame for Luis Medina. Vin Scully looked at the small base runner and the big first baseman and uttered the phrase, Belliard looks like something fell out of Kirby's pocket. Great stuff. The man was an absolute poet describing a baseball game. Here's a ball hit in the air to center field. Not overly deep. It is going to sink. It's going to drop. That's a base hit. We have a tie game. Runners had to hold initially, but Cade Marlowe ties it up with a single to center field. Deloach in to score, and boy, he earned that base on balls again with that nasty foul ball off his knee. So the Travs tie it, and it's still bases loaded and nobody out. A little flare base hit to center field off Marlowe's bat. And now here is Riley Unruh. He doubled on an inside-out swing, sent one down the left field line, doubled, opening the second inning, scored on a groundout. 3-3 tie. Pitch by Medina, foul tip. Soderstrom hangs on 0-1. So Riley Unruh is the batter. Unruh 197 in 63 games, 4 home runs, 26 driven in, but he's 1-for-1 with a run scored in this one. He waits from the left side. He's a switch hitter. Pitch down and away, and it's ball one. One ball, one strike. So offense early on in this ball game. 3-3 tie in the third inning. Nobody out with the bases loaded. Three walks and two base hits. Unruh waits. 1-1 count. Pitch by Medina. Swung on and missed. Count goes 1-2. That was off speed at 88. That's something, of course, for some guys. Well, for example, when David Leal pitches in this series, he will come nowhere near 88 for a fastball. But that was an off-speed pitch for Medina. As I said in the 60s when we met it, different strokes for different folks. One ball, two strikes, long look in for the sign. With pitch clock going down, pitch is swung on and fouled away. It will stay one ball, two strikes. That, I think, was probably close to a violation. We had our second strike three called on a pitch clock violation last night. Kyle McCann was called out on strikes. It occurred to me last night, I don't know how exactly we would describe that, because you have strikeout swinging, looking, and I guess watching. Pitch outside, maybe standing. Pitch outside, it's two balls, two strikes. Base runner at first is Cade Marlowe. That base hit, by the way, Marlowe, another one of these guys producing a great deal for the Travs. He is 60th RBI. Two balls, two strikes. Medina's pitch up, high ball three. So for Luis, this has been a very long inning. And nobody out. So Unruh at the plate. Runners not likely to go. Of course, nobody out in the inning, but the count is full. Unruh waiting from the left side. Medina comes set. Hands at the belt. Luis with a pitch. Tied away. It's ball four. That's going to give the Travelers the lead. Boy, it has been a frustrating inning for the newcomer to the A's organization here. So Unruh forces home Polkovich. And here comes Steve Scarsone, and that'll be it. So all of a sudden in the inning, again, walks have been the issue, really the only issue for Luis Medina. And his day will come to an end as Steve Scarsone will come out, saying he will depart, in fact, with the bases loaded, still nobody out. So the Hounds go to the bullpen early in this game. It is 4-3 Travelers, the bases loaded, walk forcing in the tie-breaking run. And the base is still full here in the third inning. So four runs, four hits, four walks, and one strikeout. It'll be Shiner at third base. Marlowe is at second. Unruh, with the bases loaded, walk is on at first. So 4-3 and a whole big bunch of offense in this one. Check the new pitcher for the Rockdowns when the crowd breaks out. I think it's Michael Danielak. Just can't get a really good look just yet. There will be Michael who will come on to pitch. And inherits the bases loaded and nobody out. Matt Scheffler, the catcher, will be the batter. Mentioned to the bullpen, Hounds are down to seven arms. Nick Heiberger is on the temporary inactive list. Zach Plunkett has been released, but the bullpen does gain Aiden McIntyre, and if he is healthy, and it appears the A's think he is back now to at least close to 100%. He's missed virtually the entire year. He's been in the Arizona Complex League on a rehab, has Aiden McIntyre. But we know what he is capable of. He can be outstanding out of the bullpen. He has joined the club. He is available for this game. Was available last night, in fact. And Hogan Harris going to the bullpen now for the Rockhounds. That's with the return of JT Ginn and the addition of Luis Medina. But Hogan Harris has been tremendous at 2.28 ERA in his six starts with the Rockhounds. Hogan, though, makes a lot of sense because he has not pitched a great deal, remember, due to injury and surgery. But he has been pitching this basically this entire season, but short stints make a lot of sense for him. Limit the innings. Here is Matt Scheffler, bases full, and Danielak's pitch to the dirt, blocked by Tyler Soderstrom. The Hounds have led twice in this game, 1-0 and 3-1. But it is now 4-3 Travs, bases loaded, nobody out. Right-handed hitter Matt Scheffler waits, pitch swung on, ground ball third base, and that is booted by Geloff. He can't make the play, run will score, and there's still nobody out. That was sharply hit, though. We'll see how that'll be scored. I would think that'll be an E5, but we'll see if we can get that confirmed here in a moment. It is a 5-3 ball game. So, error on Geloff. That will be an RBI for Scheffler. Just kicked up and basically got Zach right in the chest. So it is 5-3. That run charged to Medina. Here's a swing, and there's a fly ball to deep center field. Off the bat of Cesar Asturias Jr. That is hauled in on the track by Goldberg. But all three runners will move up. It is 6-3. Boy, sacrifice fly to the moon. Boy, Asturias, who's not the biggest guy in the world, just turned and drove that thing. The catch was made by Michael Goldberg on the left edge of the batter's eye, right on the edge of the track. That is a poke. So sacrifice fly for sure for Asturias. He drives home a run. And the score is Marlowe. Runners at second and third. Pitch is high and away to Connor Hoover. Still just, remember, just one down in the inning. Scoreboard has no outs, but it would be one down, and it is, boy, a big inning here for the Travs. Marlowe scoring on the sacrifice fly. This pitch misses. Count is 2-0. Scoreboard has gone to Mars. It has no count and no outs. And a five-run inning for the Travs. Second time they have done that in as many nights. So they lead it now by a 6-3 count. Pitch from Danielak swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch had Hoover out in front. Hoover, the ninth man to bat in this inning. Still have second and third with one man down. Of course, there has been an error in the inning as well. Connor Hoover, left-handed hitter. He bounced out to second his first time up. Infield in all the way around. He takes way up high from Michael Danielak. Three balls and one strike. Michael making his 31st appearance, a 4.39 earned run average. Made one spot start, but he has been in the bullpen all season. Delivery here is lined into right center field. That is a base hit, and that is going to score. Throw by Selman is going to be cut off. It is a two-run single, and diving back into the bag just under the throw is Connor Hoover. Two-run single for Hoover into right center field. And, boy, the Travs are just absolutely rocking and rolling here in the third inning. Two-run single makes it an 8-3 ball game. And a man who started the inning with a base on balls, and, boy, you underscore that because, again, for Medina, Luis walking four batters in the inning. And the Travelers have batted around, and they have scored seven. Still one down. Of course, there has been the error as well. Sharply hit ball, foul wide of third up. Tanner Coover's bat. Travs who have really, not all season, they went through about a 5 or 6 week stretch where they were really scoring runs, and early in the season had really struggled to do so. Pitched down in the way, one ball, one strike. And they struggled through the first six innings last night, but they scored seven runs in the last two innings of last night's ballgame. They have scored eight times in the first not yet completed three innings of this game. A seven spot, 8-3 score. Backup pitch, high and tight, 2-1 to Kerwer. Last name is K-I-R-W-E-R, by the way. A Tanner, right-hand hitter. He is the right fielder. Stretch by Danielak. Pitch from Michael, backs up, but it's inside. That's ball three, 3-1. Check the numbers on Luis Medina. Goes two innings plus, four hits, and the first seven runs charged to him. Swinging a high pop-up, right field not deep, coming on his Selman near the line. He will tuck it away. Very shallow right field near the foul line. Well, the inning now should be over. And top. Up for the second time in this inning, and his first trip to the dish was painful, to say the least. He's the gentleman who fouled the ball off his knee and did so really sharply so. Runner at first, two men down, seven runs across for the Travs. Michael Danielak's pitch, down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Now, they have all eight runs as being earned, and that is not possible because one of the guys who reached on an error. So somewhere that's got to be adjusted. Deloach waits from the left side. Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air, and foul. Given a look is Marty Bikina and Zach Geloff, but that'll get well out of play. One ball, one strike. Here in the Arkansas third. Boy, this ball game. As did last night's in the eighth. Of course, Rockhounds, to give them credit, rallied back. They were down 7-2 going to the ninth inning. Now within 7-5 and had the tying runs on base in scoring position in the ninth before the door was shut. Pitch down and in. Two balls and one strike to count to Deloach. Now just seeing some high-profile pitchers. It's interesting. The pitch from Danielak lifted high in the air to shallow right field. Again, it's Selman in, but it's Harris out, and I think it'll be Brett, and it will. Harris will make the catch. So the inning will come to an end, but it is a big, big inning for the Travs. They put a seven spot on the board. So we'll go to the top of the fourth. A little trivia coming up. We also have our game summary first time around. It will not be pleasant, but we'll give it to you anyway. Village Car Wash score of our game from North Little Rock through three. Travelers 8, Rockhounds 3.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
Travelers busting loose in the... And they lead this game by the score of 8-3, so second consecutive ballgame in which the Travs have really busted loose. And bases on balls, again, a huge part of that inning. The Travs scored seven runs on three base hits, one error in the inning as well, and that certainly contributed a little bit, but really the bases on balls as much, if not more, than anything. So we'll go to the top half of the fourth inning. And the Rockhounds find themselves down big here, 8-3. Batter is Marty Bikina. Makes up and away for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Bottom third of the order will be Marty, then Shane Selman and Michael Goldberg. Emerson Hancock has given up three runs in three innings, but now finds himself with a sizable advantage. Fires to the dirt for a ball. It's 2-0. That was a long last half of the third. At one point, Emerson Hancock was over by the dugout just throwing, when play was stopped, just throwing on the side, staying loose. Big swing and a miss by Marty. It's 2-1. Marty Bikina, a walk, a steal, eventually scored on what was deemed a fielder's choice for Mickey McDonald. Swinging a foul back. Count is 2 balls, 2 strikes. Line score through 3. Rockhounds 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, 3-4-1. Travelers have 8 runs on 5 hits, no errors, 8-5-0. Rockhounds have a pair of home runs in this game. Brett Harris and Tyler Soderstrom. 2-2 stretch and pitch, high and away for a ball, 3-2. Teams continue this series tomorrow evening at 6:35 and then 7:05. On Friday and Saturday evenings, pitch swung on, fouled straight back. Count stays 3-2. And both of the teams that will host the Rockhounds on this road trip play Sunday afternoon games. It'll be 1:35 here in Arkansas. Tulsa is the next stop. Team with the best record in the league. 3-2 pitch, down and away, ball 4. Marty Cuck has walked 3, and that's a little out of profile for him. But drawing his second base on balls is Marty Bikina. In just 16 walks and 53 innings coming in, but he's walked 3 in this game. Twice now, Marty Bikina, and here's Shane Selman. Of course, if you're the Hounds, any team that gives up a big inning, you'd love to just come back, get a little something at least. Pitches inside and low to Shane for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Shane Selman in last night's ball game mentioned went hitless, was hit by a pitch. 0-for-3, couple of strikeouts, and a hit batsman takes outside for a ball, 2 balls and no strikes. Shane, though, in the second half, and of course it's a small sample size, but since coming off the injured list, coming into this ball game, 357 in the second half. Of course, averages bump up and down pretty significantly, but that's obviously a really good start. Pitcher called strike, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Last night in the Texas League, Frisco was a winner. Amarillo fell last evening. So in the second half now, it's Frisco 3 behind the Hounds, Amarillo 4. Here's a drive by Selman into left field, but that will not carry. Fairly shallow for Deloach, and he's got it for the out. Fly ball to left, one man down in the fourth, and the batter is Michael Goldberg. Michael, a little hustle double his first time up, just a little flare. The drop between Deloach and Asturias Jr., the left fielder and shortstop, respectively. And he later was thrown out trying to score on a ball hit to center field, turned into an 8-2 double play. So Michael Goldberg, the batter, ground ball foul wide at third base. And 0-1 is the count. And Michael, one of the many who has spent some time on the injured list in 2022. And he was one of the guys who spent more than 2 months, in fact, sidelined, May 21st through July 26th. And he's hit better than 300 on the season, had that amazing six-hit game at Amarillo early on. Right-handed hitting, right fielder, excellent defender, good speed. Toss to first base, chases Marty Bikina back. Marty with a steal after drawing a base on balls in the second. Rockhounds have led this game twice, 1-0, 3-1, and now trail 8-3. Swing, line drive, left side, base hit for Goldberg. And a soft line drive in the left, that'll be first and second with one man down. Michael 2-for-2. And that's 5 base hits for the Hounds. It's not like the Hounds haven't put any offense on the board, but one of the Travelers, who have really been Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Traveler offensively on the season, we have been whichever is the villainous of those two for you. That's what they have been. With a 7-run third. They have 5 in the 8th inning last night, 7 in the 3rd tonight. Stretch and pitch by Hancock. Drops down low to Mickey McDonald. 1 ball, no strikes. And Mickey among the, certainly not, he's a new, not a new face, but among the arrivals. Left-handed hitter, outfielder by trade, designated hitter in this game. 0-for-2 with an RBI bounce up. Could have been a base hit. Swing, low fly ball in the left field. That's not deep. Deloach going to come on. They're going to have to hurry. He'll glove it nicely for the out. Little flare in the left field. Deloach tracks it down. Two men down in the inning. The batter is Zach Geloff. One for two. He singled to right field in the first inning. He flew out into an eventual 8-2 double play to win the second. Rockhounds third baseman Zach Geloff. Well, since coming back, not hitting for average yet. And again, he too out for better than two full months. So Zach, since returning from the injured list, hitting 214, coming in, one for two in this game, takes right down the middle, called strike at 93 from him. When Mariners have had some, the Travelers, the Mariners AA affiliate, have had some pitching come through here. George Kirby started the year, now in the big leagues. Opened the year here with the Travs. Did Kirby pitch down and away for a ball? It's one ball, one strike. Emerson Hancock tonight. A very high prospect for the Mariners. Mariners, of course, making a push, getting Luis Castillo, the pitching staff. This pitch misses. Two balls and one strike to Zach. Trying to break that streak of, 2001 for the Mariners, longest in Major League Baseball by a bunch, in fact, longest by a decade. Playoff droughts. Pitch bounced foul. Two balls, two strikes. Two men on, two out. Mariners really would love to get something on the board, change the momentum and complexion of this game a little bit. Saw Bryce Miller last night. He led the way with 10 strikeouts, did the former Texas A&M Aggie. He is a high prospect for the Mariners, anywhere from top 20 to top 10. Number 6, in fact, by Baseball America in the Mariners organization. Pitch up high, 3-2. And on Friday, the Hounds are going to look at Taylor Dollard, who was not even really on a prospect list. And he has simply put been the best pitcher in the Texas League by leaps and bounds, statistically, almost all season. So while there have been ups and downs, this Arkansas pitching staff, when it's going well, it's very, very good. Pitch to Geloff, rolls it out towards shortstop, handled by Asturias. He'll have to come to first, but he does, and by a step, Geloff is retired. Good strong throw by Asturias. Inning is over. No runs on a base hit. No errors. A couple of men are left on base for the Hounds. Well, we'll do baseball in the courtroom coming up as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning of play. Village Car Wash score. All Travelers. It's Arkansas 8, Rockhounds 3.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy Sports Getaway, take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboys packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Travelers leading the Rockhounds. Score is 8-3 as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning of play. And Rockhounds will go to the bullpen. We mentioned that Hogan Harris has been moved to the bullpen, and it will be Hogan who will come on here. So in the fourth inning, the left-hander who has been starting all season. Again, so few innings coming into this year. He is such a just an absolute and fascinating prospect. And he's been healthy this year, and he has pitched really, really well as a starter. He moves to the bullpen here. As mentioned, I think probably a really good way to keep an eye on the innings pitched. And yet, still have him continue to pitch, I would imagine, hopefully through the entirety of the season. Michael Danielak pitching the third inning. He will go one inning in relief of Luis Medina. Hogan Harris comes on, and a fastball swung on and missed at 92 down and away from Caden Polkovich. Michael Danielak goes one inning, one hit, one unearned run, but all three inherited runners scored. Play. Off to the right, and the count goes 0-2. Matt Milburn has already moved from the rotation to the bullpen, and now Hogan Harris does likewise. We'll see if anybody else does. JT Ginn and Luis Medina both joining the ball club. Pitch down and in, one ball, two strikes. Medina starting in this one. Do not have an updated rotation yet for the Hounds for the rest of the series, but Ginn, of course, has been a starter all season. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Boy, pulled the string. Gorgeous 77-mile-an-hour pitch. Strikeout for Hogan Harris. So one up, one down in the fourth, and here is Jake Shiner. Shiner has singled, walked, and scored in the ballgame. Jake is Texan out of Pearland, Texas. Mentioned former Philadelphia Phillies farmhand. Swinging a bouncer toward first base. It'll be handled. They're going to have to hurry. Don't think they're going to get him. Nope, he is safe. Beat it. Ball between first and second. J.J. made the play. J.J. Schwarzen trying to get over there and cover his Hogan, but he was behind Shiner, who hustled down the line, get himself an infield base hit. No, one man on and one man down. And all Travs at this point, an 8-3 ball game. Year was 1921. I know, that's, wow, 101 years ago. But you know at least the basics of the story. A bunt attempt and a beauty. Drag bunt by Marlowe. Throw to Fur. Nope, be no throw. That's a base hit. Cade Marlowe drops down a drag bunt and a beauty. Just do not see that much anymore. But it is such a work of art. So difficult to defend if it's dropped down well, and that one was. That was absolutely perfect. Two on and one man down. Oh, no, and now we've got to double check on this. Runner at second. Let me see what I just missed. I think, you know, you look at the scorecard too early and you can get yourself into trouble, and I just did. So it's a man on at first. That's Cade Marlowe. Riley Unroe is the batter. There are now two men down in the inning. Double check on the official scoring. It's a runner at first with two away. Pitched by Hogan, fouled straight back. And the count is 0-1. Riley Unroe has been really big in this ballgame. Doubled leading off the second and scored. Drew a bases-loaded walk, driving in a run, of course, and scored in the third. So he is 1-for-1, two runs and a ribby. Hogan's pitch off speed, high and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Matt Scheffler would be next here in the fourth inning. Riley Unroe is a switch hitter batting from the right side against Hogan Harris, who delivers down and in. Count goes two balls and one strike. And Hogan with the Rockhounds, six starts since coming up from Lansing. He made seven starts with Lansing, but very, very short, only 13 innings total. Hogan with a 2.28 ERA. In his six starts with the Hounds, and now moving to the bullpen. The pitch, check swing. Nope, it's a strike anyway. Two balls and two strikes. Got there in the inside edge. I think Riley Unroe asking if he went around or if that was a strike in the zone. I think the answer is the latter. So 2-2. One on, two out. 8-3 Arkansas. And now Unroe, we're getting the sweat dropping in the eye, so he's going to ask for his time. Now he'll step back in. Stadium lights on, starting to take a little bit of effect. Field already in shadows. Lots of baseball played here this evening. Swing and a foul straight back. It's two balls, two strikes. We'll finish this on the other half of the inning. Cade Marlowe, by the way, officially grounds into a force out fielded by Brett Harris, so the play will go four unassisted to Brett. I missed something on that. Pitch down and in, ball three, 3-2. It's a shocker. Three balls, two strikes. Runner will go. The White Sox, the Chicago White Sox, as you know, did indeed throw the World Series in 1919. it was 2 years later. They were tried for it in court. Runner goes, swing, pop-up, shallow center, out is Harris, in is Goldberg. Michael will make the catch, and the inning is over. So the White Sox actually went to court. They were obviously charged. I don't know what the actual charge was, and I should know that, and I don't, but it went to court. Did the White Sox throw the World Series? In other words, were they guilty of doing that? And that is setting a list a tinge of the stage. We will go to the top half of inning number five, and after four complete here at Dickie Stevens Park, North Little Rock, Arkansas, Travs are in command. Arkansas leads it 8-3.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our...
Top of the fifth, Emerson Hancock going back to work. Hilliard IT Solutions trivia was on this date. White Sox had been in court, the so-called Black Sox, accused, of course, of criminal behavior and throwing the 1919 World Series. It was 2 years later that a verdict was rendered. So, very, very clear, here are three possibilities. Were they guilty, not guilty, or was it no contest? White Sox, the so-called Black Sox, for throwing the 1919 World Series. Pitch drops down and into Logan Davidson. Logan, an unusual night for him. He is 0 for 2, both on strikeouts in this ballgame. Switch hitter facing Emerson Hancock. Former Georgia Bulldog, high prospect for the Mariners, delivers, and Logan fouls it back 1-1. The Chicago White Sox, of course, unofficially, they really weren't, the nickname wasn't officially the Black Sox, but yeah, it is, historically speaking. Were they guilty, not guilty, or was it a no contest? In a real-life courtroom, here's a line shot left side, base hit. My goodness, it is so cool to see Logan Davidson swinging the bat the way he is. Really good hustle in right field by Kerr, where he will limit that to a single. Hear the crowd respond. That was a wonderful play by Kerwer. I glanced down at Logan Davidson. He had second base in mind for sure. Kerwer hustled toward the corner and toward the bullpen fence. The really good angle of pursuit. He slid, made the play, popped up and threw. And that limits Logan to a single. But another base hit for Logan Davidson. Sixth base hit of the game. Hounds have had some success against Hancock, who doesn't give up many hits at all. Pitch down low for a ball. He is well under a hit per inning on the year, but the Hounds have six base hits in four-plus innings against him. J.J. Schwarz, the batter. He's 0 for 1 with a walk and a fly ball to left field. Takes, just drops low, ball two. It was just an unusual scene. If you've seen the movie 8 Men Out, that is real. The depiction is real. Not only were the White Sox acquitted, they were found not guilty. Pitch inside for a ball. Of course, they were guilty. But they were found not guilty. And the jurors actually carried some of the White Sox out of the courtroom on their shoulders. That's pretty stunning for 1921. Can't imagine in 2022. But they were deemed not guilty. Pitcher called strike, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. So the 8 men out, well, they weren't 8 men out. Not that day. The next day, they were 8 men out. 3-1 pitch, popped in the air, and that is playable. First base side, waiting for it and making the catch is Hoover. So a pop out in foul ground. I don't know that J.J. or a whole bunch of people knew where that was, but Hoover did, and he catches it one man down. Here's Tyler Soderstrom. He is 1-for-2 with a solo home run. He's first at the AA level. Tyler Soderstrom, the outstanding prospect. One on and one man down. Logan Davidson, the base runner. Well, the day after they were carried out of the courtroom on the shoulders of the jurors who found them not guilty, White Sox got a whole different treatment, called strike outside corner to Tyler. It's 0-1. The commissioner that the owners had hired to kind of be their law and order, and boy, he took it seriously. Ground ball right side. That'll be handled. Going to have to go to second base. Going to get the lead runner. Well, it's a good, long, strong throw by Polkovich. 4-6 put out. Davidson retired at second. Ball was hit toward the hole on the right side. Polkovich, that's really good awareness. Gauging the runner. Arm strength, distance of the throw. Didn't get him by a bunch, but he got him. Runner at first, two men down. Tyler reaches on the fielder's choice, and here is Brett Harris, 1-for-2. Well, Kennesaw Mountain Landis. And you have to, whether you like what he did or not, he was certainly correct in one sense. Pitch, and I think that's going to be a pitch clock violation, isn't it? Yep, sure is. One ball, no strikes. Thought the clock had ticked down on Emerson. 1-0, the count to Brett Harris. Right-hander comes set, short lead at first by Soderstrom. Pitch inside, got off the glove of the catcher, and Soderstrom will go down to second, 2-0. And I imagine Wild will be a pass ball. Pass ball it is. Runner in scoring position, two down. First, the commissioner, Kennesaw Mountain Landis, banished all 8 of the accused members of the White Sox from ever playing professional baseball again. That's still is stunning to this day. Pitch up high for a ball, 3-0. There was a pretty serious, and we'll get into it, but a pretty serious cheating scandal, of course, as we know, in very, very, very recent years, and nobody got banished for life, but that was the case back in 1921, and they were trying to lose. Pitch up high, that's ball 4. Harris draws a walk. For Emerson Hancock, this has not been a typical game. He has given up 10 base runners in 4 2/3. So he's at a whip for this game of a little over 2. He's basically a whip of 1 on the year. So his offense has really, I can say with the courtroom vernacular, they have bailed him out. Two men on, two men down. Marty Bacchino, who has walked twice, he's stolen the base and scored a run. Two out in the inning. Of course, 8 men out. Great film directly about the Black Sox. And of course, you have Field of Dreams, which revolves around Shoeless Joe Jackson. I love those stories. And basically, what is true, or at least is so much part of baseball legend, pitch up and away to Marty Bacchino, that Joe Jackson just so loved to play the game and really could never prove he did anything to lose that series. Pitch to the corner, called strike at the knees. It's 1-1. You can have the high average. The only home run in that World Series between the White Sox and the Reds. But he was 1 of the 8, so banished. It was a swing and a miss, 1-2. And, of course, Joe Jackson. Now, if you go to MLB.com, you don't find his name listed, but he has the 3rd highest batting average in history. But he was banished, does not show up on the MLB stats. Line drive to center field, but it is right at Marlowe, and he's got it for the out. Nope, line shot to center field. Inning comes to an end. Hounds get no runs on the hit, no errors. They leave a couple of men on base. So we're midway through game 2 of this 6-game series, and Arkansas has taken command, a 7-run 3rd inning. And our Village Car Wash scored at the bottom of the 5th. Travs 8, Rockhounds 3.
sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, no not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
It's time to amp up the fun now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Babblers in control of this ball game, at least at the midway juncture. For the Travs, in the bottom of the fifth inning, it'll be Matt Scheffler, Cesar Asturias Jr., and Connor Hoover. Facing Hogan Harris in his first outing out of the bullpen on the season. Left-hander continues to warm. Mentioned the Rockhounds lead Frisco by 3. Amarillo now is 4 games back in the South Division. And I was mentioning it on the air last night, and gosh, who was I talking about? One of the good folks in the press box and I were talking today about how quickly things move along in a split season. The Scheffler stands in. He's lined out deep to left, reached on an error, scored, and he drove in a run on the ball that was displayed by Zach Gelop. Takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Reached on an error, but he did get the RBI. By the time this road trip is through, the second half will be past its midway point. Hard hit ball at short, one hop. Logan Davidson makes the play about shoulder high. Good strong throw from Logan for the out. Scheffler retired, one away in the fifth, and here is Cesar Asturias Jr. Well, he's 0-for-1, and he has 2 RBIs. He has an RBI bounce out in the second, sacrifice fly in the third. Tonight is game 29 of the second half. Game 98 overall. Is that possible? Asturias takes down and in. Ball 1, 1 ball, no strikes. Of course, San Antonio first half champ, and they are certainly on the outside looking into the second half. Not that that really matters much. Pitch a called strike, and it's 1-1. Corpus Christi is, well, they're a long way back, or the Hooks. But certainly, I mean, still hanging around. Pitch swung on, lifted in the air to left center field. It's Goldberg who has it in his sights, and Michael will tuck it away in the glove for the out. Fly ball to center field, to the left of center. Two men down in the fifth, and the batter is Connor Hoover. Weighs 1-for-2, but the one was big. The only multi-run swing of this game for either team was a 2-run single to right center. Part of that 7-run outburst. Hoover is a left-handed hitter. The first baseman takes, and it's up and in for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. So the Hounds by 3 over the Frisco Rough Riders, 4 over Amarillo. I have a feeling this one's going to go right down to it. You just get that feeling. Pitch outside, ball and high, ball 2, 2 balls, no strikes. The fact that the Hounds are in first place in the second half is in some ways remarkable. Fastball just outside ball 3, 3-0. Had a long, long stretch, of course, of struggling with wins and losses, struggling to get anybody healthy. Pitch a called strike, and it's 3-1. And, of course, everybody has injuries. That's absolutely, positively for sure. You don't get through a season without them, but, boy, the Hounds had a bundle. And they had kind of reinvent themselves again here. Swinging a foul back against a darkening night sky, early evening or evening sky. Let's go that far. Kind of a bluish gray. So, boy, this season is it's had its twists and turns already, and we've got about 32 games of twistage yet. Pitch just inside ball 4, so Hogan with a base on balls. Given up 2 base hits. They were both infield hits. One was a bunt and one was a little bouncer between first and second. And now a base on balls here, and here is Tanner Kerwer. He is 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. So 138 games, I guess, so 40 to go. Something like that. Pitch down over the part of the plate of the knees for a strike for Hogan, 0-1 to Kerwer. Okay, 41 to go. Yeah, you're correct. Yeah, you're good. Backdoor pitch, out there, called strike. Boy, off-speed pitch just wrapped itself right onto that outside corner. 0-2 count with one on and two men down in the fifth inning. I bow to your superior arithmetic. From the play, from the stretch, bouncing ball out towards second. Handled by Harris to come to first. Low throw, nicely handled by J.J. Schwarz for the out. So the inning is over. No runs or hits. No errors and one man left on base. But, boy, it's that big old seven sitting on the scoreboard in the third inning for the home team. And, boy, that has been the difference in this ball game. Second game of a six-game set at Dickey Stevens Park, North Little Rock, Arkansas. And our Village Car Wash score with a quick game summary coming up. And a pitching change on the way for Arkansas. Travelers lead it after 5-8-3.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenly.
What a beautiful, although very warm evening here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Evening time settling in. Downtown Little Rock, across the river from the ballpark in North Little Rock, Arkansas, and all is well for the good folks here and Travs fans. It's 8-3 Arkansas on the strength of a 7-run third inning. Luis Medina making his debut with the A's organization. Throws hard, 97-99. The trouble, he still has very good numbers for the season. His numbers will not be good in this game, of course, but you can see what so many people like about Luis Medina, but bases on balls really hurt him. He walked four batters all in the third inning, and the Travs took great advantage of it, scoring eventually 7 runs in the inning. So as we go to the sixth, get you the line score in this game, and the Travs will make a pitching change as well in this ball game. As Ben Onshinko will come on to pitch, he delivers and misses there for a ball. And I will correct my pronunciation. I actually do know it. It's Onshinko. Interesting spelling, too. Pitch is up high. So leading it off here in the sixth is Shane Selman with Michael Goldberg and Mickey McDonald to follow. But Onshinko falling behind now, 3 balls, no strikes. Three on the way, and that's down low for ball four, so a quick four-pitch walk as Onshinko walks the first batter he faces. Didn't mean to leave you hanging there for a minute. It was past a note, and I was trying to read the note and describe the game to you. Part of the scoreboard is malfunctioning. They just wanted us to know that. I appreciate it, and then I malfunctioned, so we're all on the same page. Four-pitch walk for Shane Selman. Again, the man on the mound is left-hander Ben Onshinko, O-N-Y-S-H-K-O, Ben Onshinko, Canadian out of Winnipeg. Delivers down low, ball one to Michael Goldberg, so his first 5 pitches all out of the zone. An interesting game for Emerson Hancock, whose numbers have been so good across the board. They weren't great tonight, but his offense Boy, got him all that he needed and more. Pitch down low. It's 2-0. That's six in a row for Manishko out of the zone. And still a good amount of baseball to be played, and that's going to bring a visit to the mound from catcher Matt Scheffler. Emerson Hancock, again, he averages maybe 2.5 walks per nine innings and has a good solid 3-1 strikeouts-to-walks ratio, 3-1+, and averages well under a hit per inning. But in this game, 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. So Emerson Hancock, not his best night, in fact, one of his lesser nights on the mound, but a 7-run third inning has him in position for his third victory. He can get only a win or, of course, a no decision. Conversation at the mound over. It's 2-0 to Michael Goldberg. Manishko comes set and delivers, and that is down the middle for a strike, so give that one to your catcher. Manishko 6'2", 205, 25 years of age, and again, out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. Pitch high for ball three, 3-1. So a 4-pitch walk and now a 3-1 count. Line score in this ball game: Hounds 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. The error was costly. Travs also 6 hits, and boy, there's a number that old cap right there. Pitch outside, ball four. So Manishko has come on and walked the first two batters he faced, and they are the 8 and 9 hitters in the order. But hits are even. But the score is 8-3. So Travs have, of course, they've had the big inning. They've also had more bases on balls. Now Manishko comes on and walks two batters here. But the bases on balls really hurting Luis Medina in his Oakland A's debut tonight. Came over from the Yankees in the Frankie Montas trade. So here's Mickey McDonald. Only the 6th inning of this game. Rockhounds, and they did rally back last night. They eventually did fall short, but did not go gentle into that good night. Here's Mickey. Boy, the pitch way up and in. McDonald was turning to bunt. The pitch was a breaking. Once in a while, the velocity reading here, it's not a radar gun anymore, but it says 38. Not quite sure where that came from. Pitch was off speed, but not that off speed. 2-1, nobody out. Pitch to Mickey, tries to bunt, and he gets it down. They're going to have to hurry to get him to throw, and it is. No, the ball got loose. So sack and an error would be the guess there. We're going to give him a hit. Going to give him a hit. Well, you know what, for Mickey McDonald, I think I like that, and I'll tell you why I say that, because he had a swinging bunt earlier on which a run scored. The Travs tried to make the play at home. I don't know that they really had much of any chance to make it. Mickey was given a fielder's choice. This time he gets a base hit. And he did make that really close. The catcher, Matt Scheffler, really had to hurry his throw. So I understand the scoring for sure there. Base hit for Mickey. So the base is loaded for the Rockhounds. The Travelers took great advantage of their opportunity. Will the Rockhounds? Here is Zach Geloff. Pitch. Strike called knee-high inside edge. Boy, after all that, Manishko comes back with a perfect pitch, 0-1. 2 walks and a bunt single. Manishko from the left side, pitch to Zach, swings, and it's a hard shot, and that is knocked down from shortstop. The play to second in time. What a play by his Turris Jr. Diving stop. Throws to second. Gets the runner there, Mickey McDonald, on a very close play. But that is just sensational defense by his Turris. First out of the inning, RBI for Zach Geloff on the fielder's choice. In to score is Selman. It's an 8-4 game. Zach will wind up, of course, at first, and Michael Goldberg is at third. And the batter is Logan Davidson. Swings around from the right side here. Logan is 1-for-3. Sharp single his last time up. 8-4 the score. And his Turris saving an out and possibly another run. Pitch down and in, 1 ball, no strikes. That ball was really hard hit. Dive to his right and then turned back basically from the ground and through to shortstop. Delivery swung on. Big high chopper at third base. That'll be handled to second base for one, and the throw back to first is not in time. Run will score. Davidson with a big high, almost a Baltimore chop. Out at second base is Zach Geloff, two down in the inning. So a 5-4 put out. That was nicely handled by Riley Unruh. Fielder's choice RBI for Logan Davidson. So the Hounds really Frankensteining a couple together in this inning, but it changes the complexion of the game. It's now 8-5. One on and two out for J.J. Schwarz. J.J. 0-for-2. He has walked, flown to deep left, and fouled out to first base. Pitch to the back door by Onishko. Got there, called strike. Boy, he's gone from walking two guys on nine pitches to an artist out there. 0-1 to J.J., right-handed hitter. Runner at first, Logan Davidson, 8-5 the score. Pitch well low and outside, one ball and one strike. Left-hander comes set. 1-1 stretch and pitch, sails way up high for a ball, and the count is two balls and one strike. I want to make sure I get you a change here, and I just noticed it, and forgive me, I've actually looked almost every inning, but Zach Deloach finally came out of the ballgame. Remember, he hit the ball off his knee on that foul ball. My goodness, that's painful to watch. Pitches outside for a ball, and it's 3-1. So Patrick Frick has taken his spot. Frick moving to third base, and that will push Riley Unruh out to left field. The first time I don't look, I was looking each half inning on that swing and a miss. The ball that Deloach hit off his knee, I mean, that just, you know, that just had to hurt like the dickens. Hope it's precautionary. He gets taken out of the game. But again, Deloach has been lifted. So it's Patrick Frick now in the game playing third base. So he made that last play on the Baltimore chop, and Unruh moving to left field. The stretch and pitch, and that is up high, and that's ball four. So Onishko with his third walk of the inning. Rockhounds have one base hit, and that was the bunt. A couple of fielder's choices, two runs across. It's first and second now. The batter is Tyler Soderstrom. It is an 8-5 ball game, so Tyler right now the potential tying run in this game. It's always interesting when the online box, and they're pretty good here, is different than the scoreboard in terms of hits. Thank you very much. I just glanced at that. Backup pitch is a called strike. Big old backup breaking pitch, left-hander against left-hander. Online score, and my card have seven hits for Arkansas. The scoreboard all of a sudden are, that should be right. Seven, that's the online that isn't correct. Pitch drops down and in, one ball, one strike. So I was about to give you the line score one time, and again, look at the scoreboard, and it's different than the online here. Here's the stretch. Left-hander delivers. This ball swung on and missed, 1-2. So in the inning, back-to-back walks to the bottom of the order, Shane Selman and Michael Goldberg, a bunt single by Mickey McDonald. RBI fielder's choice is a tremendous play by Asturias. It's short off the ball hit by Geloff. RBI fielder's choice for Logan Davidson, and now a third walk. 2-on-2 out, but it's 1-2 to Tyler. Soderstrom waits, swings, big high chopper at first, and that is a fair ball right at the bag, making the play as Hooper, and the inning is over. So the Rockhounds, boy, you talk about Frankensteining two runs together. Two runs on a bunt single, no errors, and two men are left on base. So we're bound for the bottom half of the sixth inning of play. Get a chance on our Astound Communications visuals. An absolute baseball man. We get an opportunity here. Hogan Harris back to the mound. Bottom of the sixth on the way. Our Village Car Wash score the game from North Little Rock. Travelers 8, Rockhounds 5.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage.
so you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more what you love with our reliable 300-meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connected up to 300 megs. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years. And burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. The limited-time breakfast burger is back. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
Bottom half of the sixth, Patrick Frick will lead it off. By the way, he entered the game in that last half inning, so you've been watching every half inning to see about Deloach. Here's a swing of the first pitch, fly ball right field toward the line on the move and running out of room. Boy, Selman almost went into the seats after that. 0-1 to Patrick Frick. So Frick just entering the game in the top half of this, the sixth inning. Takes the spot of Zach Deloach and moves to third base with Riley Unruh moving from third to left. Pitch by Hogan Harris. Backdoor breaking pitches high and wide. One ball, one strike. Still looking at the, trying to find the mystery hit that is missing. Or maybe that the scoreboard and I have added. The online box has a different total on the hit total for the Travs. Foul away in the count 1-2. Arkansas 8, Rockhounds 5, bottom of the sixth inning. Seven-run third for Arkansas. Pitch, boy, jammed him with a fastball at 93. And with a phrase, he fought it off. That's the type of swing that inspired that phrase. Left-hander on the mound, right-hander on the at the dish. And, boy, Hogan fired that in the inside part of the plate. Frick really did just fight it off. This guy quickly has gone from dusk to night. Pitch high and away for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. We have made the journey fully into night. Gorgeous background here in North Little Rock, looking across to downtown Little Rock, Arkansas. Pitch fouled straight back. And the count is still two balls, two strikes. Caden Polkovich and Jake Shiner will follow in the sixth inning for the Travelers, who lead it 8-3. Bright lights of this ballpark shining. And I just glanced up, just looking around the ballpark at the lights, and one of the more unique features of Dickie Stevens Park is the fact that the roof of the ballpark is basically the same shape as the roof of your house. Pitch to Polkovich, swing and a miss. Boy, chased one up and in rather to Patrick Frick. He is out on strikes. Second time Hogan has really come in on him with a fastball. This one elevated, and Frick a swing and a miss, and he's out on strikes. One down in the sixth inning. Second strikeout for Hogan. The roof of this ballpark is an A-shaped roof. So foul balls that get up on the roof here are intriguing. Pitch up and away for a ball. Usually, for example, Momentum Bank Ballpark, if a foul ball goes straight back out of play, it's on the roof. The roof is what it used to be, and the ball is gone. But not here. Here's the 1-0. Check swing. That's a strike anyway. 1-1 to Polkovich, who is 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a run scored. Here, if a foul ball finds this side, the inside the ballpark side of the roof, it bounces back and dribbles back into the seats. Pitch down low, 2-1. And it's almost like a carnival game. And, of course, folks who aren't aware, boy, I've seen folks almost get plunked by baseballs coming back in and just dropping right off the roof. A swing and a pop foul out of play. Well, let's see. They're going to get out of play? Oh, come on. Catch the roof. Oh, that would have been perfect. Two balls, two strikes. And that went over on the concourse side of the A-shaped roof of the stadium. Off-speed pitch swung on and missed. What a gorgeous changeup by Hogan Harris. Back-to-back strikeouts in the inning. Polkovich way out in front of that one. Third strikeout for the lefty. And the batter is Jake Schiner. Shiner's had himself a good ball game. He is 2 for 2, plus a walk and a run scored. Single to the left. Had the little infield single his last time, but he's 2 for 2. Takes high and away for a ball that's 1-0. Cade Marlowe on deck here in the last of the sixth. 8-5 Arkansas. Hogan Harris with a 1-0 pitch. That'll drop down and in for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Mentioning the folks who, if you know this ballpark, if you're a regular, my great friend I mentioned earlier, Robert Wadley, now living here, and he's a season ticket holder. I've got to ask him if he ever caught one off the roof. Pitch called strike 2-1. And if you know about it, it's actually kind of intriguing. If the ball goes over your head, wherever your seat might be, and it's going to catch the roof, then you have a chance to get it on the rebound. And a swing and a miss on a pitch to the dirt. Good 93 mile an hour fastball with sink. And it's 2-2. Back into your seat, then you're in peril. Pitch swung on and pop foul. Going to catch it. Oh, here we go. Oh, just over the roof. I mean, that was by 1 foot that got on the other side of the roof. Come on, guys. I'm looking for a visual sample we can describe here. Two balls, two strikes, nobody on and two out. Hogan Harris with a pitch. Up high for a ball. Count goes full, 3-2. And Hogan, left-hander, 6'3", 230 out of Lafayette, Louisiana. Very similar conditions, I would imagine, the summertime to where he grew up. Pitch down and in, and that's ball four. So two walks against three strikeouts for the Hounds left-hander. Two base hits, a bunt and an infield single. And the batter is Cade Marlowe, who had that bunt single. He is 2 for 3. Well, there's the hit that's missing. Aha, just got it. Understand, he is 1 for 3. Certainly, there was an out, remember, made on that play. Initially described as a hit. Swinging a line shot, and that is picked. Backhanded by Logan Davidson. Gets to the bag for the out. Boy, a beautiful backhanded pick on a one-hop rocket off the bat of Cade Marlowe. Six unassisted. Shiner put out at second base on a really nice backhanded pick by Logan. No, we didn't get a foul ball back into the seats, but at least we found the mystery hit. Not a mystery at all, it was just a scoring change. So no runs or hits here. No errors and one man left on base. To the top of the seventh in North Little Rock we go. Village Car Wash score traps 8, Rock Hounds 5.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
About the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rock Hounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Top of the seventh, and again, it's a save scenario kind of ball game. Rockhounds coming back with a couple. They Frankenstein together in the sixth. Right-hander Devin Sweet is on the pitch. Onishko with a difficult inning. One hit was all he gave up, but two runs, he walked three. So to the seventh we go. Brett Harris leads it off. Brett takes down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. One for two with a solo home run. As Devin Sweet comes out of the Travis bullpen here in the seventh inning. Hogan Harris has done a really nice job out of the Hounds pen, slowing things down on the Travs in his first relief appearance of the season, as Harris takes a called strike on the outside edge of one ball, one strike. Devin Sweet making his 34th appearance, 5.51 the earned run average. Best ball, got there, called strike inside edge, 1-2. Devin, 47 in the third innings, just 44 base hits. He's walked 20, opposition hitting 249 against him, so... And certainly solid out of the bullpen. Bouncing ball foul wide at third base. And the count stays 1-2. Marty Bikina and Shane Selman will follow in the seventh inning. Hounds led twice early in this game, 1-0 and 3-1. But in the bottom half of the third, Travs changed the course of the game with a 7 spot. Mentioned Hogan Harris has done a really nice job. He's pitched 3 scoreless. Sweet's pitch, chopper to short. Desturis, who's been so good. Off-balance throw, got it. Boy, this kid can play some shortstop. One down in the top of the seventh for Marty Bikina. Marty has walked twice, stolen the base, scored a run, and he lined out sharply to center field his last time. Right-handed hitter, he's the left fielder for the Rockhounds. Marty will stand in against Devin Sweet. Base is empty here in the seventh inning. Devin Sweet out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Fires the outside corner. Fastball strike 93. It hasn't been much breeze at all. Just enough to unfurl the American flag, which sits in deep left center field in this ballpark. Pitch down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Outfield not deep for Marty. Again, the ball does not carry overly well here, but having said that, Hounds have knocked the ball out twice in the game. Brett Harris and Tyler Soderstrom. Pitch a high fly ball, very shallow left field. Shortstop Estura is out. He says he's got it. Now he will give way to the left fielder, and Unruh will make that catch. Pop out to shallow left, and quickly two down here in the seventh. So Devin Sweet, after the Hounds have gotten a couple against the bullpen in the sixth. Devin Sweet, two up, two down. Here's Shane Selman. He's 0-for-2 with a base on balls. So Devin, or if you forgive me, Devin Sweet will face Selman, who has now reached base in a dozen consecutive games. Last night, a walk in this one. Swings and fouls it back, 0-1. He's had some very big swings of the bat since coming back from a stint on the injured list. I mentioned earlier, Shane still hitting about 340 in the second half and has 17 runs batted in, 5 homers in the second half of this season. Here's the stretch as a dog barks. Line shot toward his own dugout, 0-2. I think, if I remember, and that dog barking reminded me, I think they do a bark in the park every Wednesday here, which is, that what? Dogs have to have like a season ticket. And at long last, at least one dog is barking. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Selman up and down on 3 pitches, so Devin Sweet comes out of the bullpen, and that looks like a guy with a 5.5 ERA from here. 1-2-3. That is the first time in this ball game that either team has gone in order, and the Hounds do here in the top half of the seventh. A little seventh inning stretch trivia coming up for you. Our Village Car Wash score to take me out to the ballgame time. Arkansas 8, the Rockhounds 5.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Seventh inning stretch this evening from Dickie Stevens Park, North Little Rock, Arkansas. On the year, but it was on this date, and really the year doesn't matter all that much. The U.S. Postal Service unveiled the first postage stamp saluting an individual player. They did it, by the way, appropriately enough, at Cooperstown, New York. See if we can get the band to play here. Did I lose my band? There we go. So, I'll give you three choices. The first ever individual player to be honored with a postage stamp. No, I'm not going to do that. Just aced myself. Have you been along for non-Googleable ever? I'll do a backup non-Googleable here. I have my way of doing this. I'm going to turn the band off here. If you have ever done a non-Googleable trivia with me, you know that I usually have the answer. I do not in this case. Thank you. I knew something looked strange about that. Riley Unroe stands in, fouls the first pitch back. Obviously, I make a note, print it out. It's typed out. I've got the trivia, got the question. And if it's multiple choice question, I put in bold the correct answer. And usually I know it anyway, having seen it, swinging a foul straight back. I don't know which is the correct answer, so I'll give you the choices and maybe you know. Maybe you can figure it out. First ever individual player honored on a postage stamp that was unveiled on this date in Cooperstown, New York. Was it Babe Ruth, Jackie Robinson, or Casey at the bat? The mighty Casey pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. I'm going to work back through this. First ever postage stamp individual player. Was it Babe Ruth, Jackie Robinson, or Casey at the bat, the mighty fictional but mighty Casey, pitched up slow for a ball, 2-2. I am 92% sure, although the answer is not in bold as it was supposed to be. Usually I do that just to make sure I remind myself. In this case, I believe it was not Casey at the bat. I knew because that was a tough one to come up with. And I think I made up Babe Ruth as well as a chance. I believe it was, and it would certainly, I think, certainly, fittingly, would be Jackie Robinson. That's not only non-Googleable trivia, that's iffy non-Googleable trivia. Undefeated out of play. The count is 0-2. Let me give you a secondary one. This is really cool. So on this date, 2010, there have been four catchers in big league history who had 300 home runs as a catcher. Pitch inside for a ball, and the count now 3-2 to Unroe, leading it off with Matt Scheffler and Cesar Esturiz Jr. Boy, he's a good defender. He is batting third in this inning. Give you those four catchers. This is three, a swing and a miss, and Hogan Harris with his fourth strikeout against two bases on balls. Well, if the Rockhounds rally back, certainly Hogan Harris. Boy, Bloom's just huge in this game, but even if the Hounds don't, Hogan has given the Hounds a chance in this game. He has been tremendous. Here's Matt Scheffler. 0-for-3, reached on an error, had an RBI on the play, and scored a run. Mike Piazza, Carlton Fisk, Johnny Bench, and Yogi Berra. That's a trio. You get five guys off the street, you can win a lot of games with that trio or quartet. Piazza, Fisk, Bench, and Berra. 300 or more home runs as a catcher. Pitch high and away for ball 1-1-0. On this date, a fifth player reached that. That's a remarkable accomplishment. The physical challenges of being a catcher and still hitting that many home runs. Pitch a called strike. Count is 1-1. On this date, who joined Mike Piazza, Carlton Fisk, Johnny Bench, and Yogi Berra? The fifth catcher with 300 more home runs as a catcher. Pitch down and in, 2-1 the count. And he, too, is a Hall of Famer. And, yeah, I know the answer to this one. Pitch by Hogan. Drops down and in. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. Hogan has walked two, struck out four, a pair of base hits, both. And I will correct myself. So he has given up one hit. The other was the phantom hit that we had on the card. That turned into a fielder's choice. Pitch down and in, ball four. So three walks. Again, just a little kind of a swinging bunt, little bouncer between first and pitcher. And the batter is Cesar Esturiz Jr. This guy can flat play a little shortstop, can Esturiz Jr. He's 0-2, but he has a couple of runs batted in this game. Switch hitter batting from the right side against Hogan. Swings and misses. Again, Hogan Harris not at all afraid to really pitch in to right-handed hitters. Does the lefty. Tied Esturiz up in knots with that pitch up and in. One on and one man down. Seventh inning, sidearm throw to first base. Chases Scheffler back to the bag. Well, we actually had a chance to, just after he was elected, in fact, to the Hall of Fame. We were so fortunate at our winter sports banquet. It's been a few years ago now, but, boy, just unforgettable. Swinging a foul straight back, 0-2, is my favorite banquet of all time. And had a chance to greet Ivan Pudge Rodriguez. He was playing for Washington at the time. That's the only thing wrong with the story, but got his 300th home run as a catcher. And he joined that amazing group of catchers. Good breaking pitch by Hogan. Called strike three. My goodness, just a big old yacker. Popsicle toes at the plate for the called third strike. Big old slow curve. Five strikeouts for Hogan. Here's Connor Hoover. He's one for two with a two-run single. Now, how good is this group? Pudge Rodriguez, Mike Piazza, Carlton Fisk, Johnny Bench, Yogi Berra. 300 or more home runs as a catcher. Swinging a bouncing ball foul wide of first base, 0-1. I'm glad we got to mention that one, even though I messed up the first non-Googleable version. I'm fairly sure, by the way, that first answer we were looking for was Jackie Robinson, but would have been nice if I'd been able to confirm it. 0-1 count. Set by Harris comes to the plate. That's ball away. Count one ball, one strike. One on and two men down. Seventh, Arkansas with what is now an 8-5 advantage. Harris's pitch. Fastball fouled straight back. Boy, that put a dent in the building. One ball and two strikes to count to Hoover. Tanner Kerwer on deck. And we have now made the journey fully into night. One of the bridges, there's a bridge that spans the river just beyond the ballpark. And I mentioned this last night, it's illuminated and the lights appear to be moving. It's a moving pattern that's in kind of rainbow colors. Very subtle, but really pretty. Only one really big, tall building, a couple of them maybe. There's a hotel with red lettering on the side and a I don't know what they do, but Stevens Incorporated, they've got a big building. Here's a called third strike at the knees. Hoover lingers a bit at home plate. Boy, and for Hogan Harris, six strikeouts against three walks, one infield single. That is four scoreless innings. And remember, that comes right after Arkansas had scored seven times in the third. He came on in the fourth, and that's four scoreless innings for Hogan Harris. Added to the bullpen, and boy, that looks like a really good move. So we are going to the top half of the eighth. Quick summary coming up. Village Car Wash score of our game through seven. Arkansas 8, Rockhounds 5.
In Texas, there's pea-sized hail and baseball-sized hail. Guess which one hit our house? We didn't even know where to begin, but we called our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent, and he was so reassuring. He knew exactly what to do to get our house back into shape and our lives back to normal. Now, we're even more thankful for the roof over our heads.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. A community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments. Creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
Travis back to the bullpen, and Braden Shipley will come on in the eighth inning. It is a save scenario. Devin Sweet, excellent job out of the bullpen for the Travs. A 1-2-3 inning in the top half of the seventh. That's the first 1-2-3 inning of this game for either team. And Braden Shipley will face Michael Goldberg then back to the top of the order for Mickey McDonald and Zach Geloff. Mickey, along with Max Schumann, rejoining the team today. Max, originally in the starting lineup tonight, he was a late scratch. But Max has also rejoined the ball club. Line score through seven. Rockhound, 6 runs, 7 hits and an error, 6-7-1. Arkansas, 8 runs, 6 hits, and no errors, 8-6-0. Michael Goldberg has had an outstanding night at the plate. He has a double, a single, and a walk. He has scored a run. Takes up and into to hit him. Yep, brushed him. Got him on the elbow, hit by pitch. So Michael Goldberg on 4 straight times in this game. His double was a little flare that dropped in shallow left field toward the line, eluding the gloves of both at the time. It was Zach Deloach in left field and Cesar Asturias. But he turned it into a hustle double. He singled in the fourth, walked and scored in the sixth, did Michael, and he's on at first base here. So top of the order, Mickey McDonald. He's 1-for-4 with a bunt single, also has an RBI. Mickey takes down and in for, oh my goodness, called strike, forgive me. Fastball 90 miles an hour, just got there. I'd love to see that again. Aiden McIntyre warming in the Rockhounds bullpen. He has just joined the team today, or actually for the series. Swing and a miss, quick 0-2 count. So Hogan Harris's night is done. My goodness, how good was he? Remember, again, he came on in the fourth inning, and Art Hogan gave up an infield single, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, and no runs. 0-2 to Mickey. Called third strike of the knees. Boy, got him with the same pitch twice. So Braden Shipley striking out Mickey McDonald. One man down in the inning. Boy, the nasty pitches. Well, got a second look at it. Yeah, just got that inside corner. And the batter is Zach Geloff. He's 1-for-4. Has a single back in the first, RBI fielder's choice in the sixth. Second of the 6-game series. Trav's trying to make it 2-0 to start. Pitch was strike call to Geloff, who was turning away from it a little bit. 0-1. Zach, I think, asked about the pitch for a moment. Now stands right back in. One on, but now one man down. 0-1 stretch. Sidearmer Shipley delivers inside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Braden Shipley is 2-1 in 34 outings. He's been very good. 3.19 ERA. Really tough to hit. 26 hits in 42 and a third. Does walk some batters. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball away. 1-2. Boy, that thing ended up in the left-hand batter's box. So Shipley having a really solid season. Opposition is hitting just 181 against him. Back up pitch, swung on and missed, and Zach is up and down on strikes on 4 pitches. So Shipley, the hit batsman, comes right back with back-to-back whiffs. So we go to the 3 spot in the order to the Rockhounds, and it's Logan Davidson who is 1-for-3, a single after striking out twice, and an RBI fielder's choice. Turns around from the left side here against Shipley. Drops down and sends one just low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Not quite submarine, but boy, that low slot on the arm angle from Braden Shipley. Logan up the middle a little bit with the shortstop Asturias. Swinging that ball lined into right field, and that is going to drop for a base hit. And that is going to push runners to first and third. Logan Davidson. Tremendous. Just been swinging the bat so well in the second half. That was very nearly a double. He's got 2 singles, and they were both right on that borderline of going for 2. Tying run to the plate, J.J. Schwarz, Tyler Soderstrom on deck. And yeah, that's a tough guy to hit in Shipley. Logan Davidson is hitting in 7 consecutive games. He's 2-for-5 in this ballgame. And in the second half, he's hitting better than 360. Pitch sails up high, ball 1 to J.J., 1 ball, no strikes. J.J. 0-for-2, he's walked twice, sandwiched around, a fly ball to left and a foul out to first base. First and third, the runners. Pitching away by Shipley, bends right over the heart of the plate, called strike. Boy, that's one of the reasons he's so tough to hit. That ball looked like it started right at J.J.'s left hip, and it broke over the outside corner away from him. One ball, one strike. Runners at the corners, two down in the eighth. It's 8-5 Arkansas. J.J. takes way outside. Scheffler with a play. Two balls, one strike. Boy, Logan Davidson, you love his game tonight. Again, struck out his first two times against Emerson Hancock, the outstanding young prospect, but ends up 2-for-5 at this point. A couple of singles and a ribby. Well-hit balls both. Swinging a foul back. 2-2 to J.J. Hounds have the tying run at the plate. Down at 1.8-3. They are down 8-5 here in the top half of the eighth inning. Yeah, I think we need some new baseballs are needed to continue play here. Alex Nash behind home plate. Ben Engstrand is at first base, and Jake Bruner is the crew chief at third. For some reason, when he has been introduced the last 2 days, they have introduced somebody owe him, somebody must owe him a $20 bill here, I guess. Mister, usually hear that. Not in an official introduction. Pitch swung on hard hit, but right at second, that'll be handled. Have to come to first, but Polkovich does. The inning is over. J.J. with a hard hit ball handled by second baseman Polkovich. The inning is over. No runs and a hit. No errors. A couple of men are left on base. So up to the last half of the eighth inning we go. And Arkansas maintains its lead. It's a save scenario with the Travs on top. To the bottom of the eighth from North Little Rock. Village Car Wash score. Travs 8, Hounds 5.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists, and we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Right-hander Aiden McIntyre coming on the pitch. Really good to see him back in action. He was in the Arizona complex doing a rehab assignment. And Aiden, who pitched very well for the Hounds a year ago, makes his Double-A debut here in 2022. Hogan Harris, just have to tip your cap, came in an 8-3 game with Arkansas coming off a 7-run, no runs, one hit. It was an infield bouncer. He did walk 3, but he struck out 6. Rockhounds down by 3. It's not a glamorous job, but Aiden's job here in his debut for 2022 is to keep this a save scenario. Well, on this date, little Astound Communications road to the show, the Anaheim LA Angels inducted a guy who is not a household name unless you're an Angels fan, but into their franchise Hall of Fame, one of the most remarkable baseball people ever in so many regards, the great Jimmy Reese. Here's a bunt attempt, pushed foul off the bat of Tanner Kerwer, number 9 hitter in the order, leading it off here in the eighth. Jimmy Reese spent 23 years as an Angels coach, but his baseball career dated all the way back. He was a bat boy for the old Los Angeles Angels, Pacific Coast League in 1917. He was a bat boy. Uh-oh, you know what we're missing? Oh, my gosh, there was no first base coach. Can you believe that? And Tanner Kerwer actually tried to bunt with nobody in the first base coaching box. That's inconceivable. Now there's a guy standing there when you play baseball. Pitch a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. And I know they serve a purpose. I absolutely know they do, but we have to halt the proceedings because there's no first base coach. Now there is. Life is good. Swing little looper back up the middle. Handle on a short hop by Logan Davidson and throws him out by a quarter step. Boy, what a pretty play by Logan. That ball knuckled off the bat of Kerwer. Logan couldn't quite make the play in the air, moving in and toward the bag at second, and picked that on just the shortest of short hops, throws to first just in time, one away. Jimmy Reese, as a young player, played with the Yankees, and he was Babe Ruth's roommate. And it's the classic line. He said he wasn't so much with Babe Ruth's suitcase, indicating Babe didn't spend much time. Ground ball, right side, clean base hit. Inside out swing by Patrick Frick. Just his second AB since entering the game as a defensive replacement, and he singles to right field. So each team now with seven base hits. Actually, Hounds have eight, and the Travs have seven. Jimmy Reese, as a coach, had a remarkable... His knowledge of baseball was overwhelming. He had a remarkable skill with this fungo bat he used, and it had a flat barrel to it. He basically split it in half, so he had a flat barrel. It was something of a paddle, but he was so adept with that fungo bat, of course, hitting fly balls and ground balls, whatever it might have been. Pitch outside to Polkovich for ball one. One on and one man down. Just for fun, he once pitched batting practice, not throwing the ball with his arm, but rather sending the ball to the plate in batting practice using a fungo bat. And, of course, that was just kind of goofy, but he did it. Pitch up and away for a ball, two balls, no strikes. And there's a story, and I had it written down somewhere, and, of course, there's so many things do over the course of the years, I have forgotten it or lost the actual story, but I believe it was at the Kingdome in Seattle. Here's the 2-0. High strike, 2-1. And, again, Jimmy's skill with the fungo, and he was not a kid by that time. I'm trying to remember how old Jimmy was when he finally passed. A life dedicated to baseball was the name of the piece that the Angels did on him. So true. Pitch up and away for a ball. 3-1 the count, one on and one man down. But somebody gave Jimmy a bet that standing at third base in 10 swings that he couldn't hit the foul pole in left field using a ball, of course, baseball, and a fungo bet. Pitch up and in, ball four, so Aiden with a base hit, and now with a base on balls. Two on, one out, eighth inning, 8-5, Arkansas leading, and here is Jake. He had a terrific night. He's 2-for-2 with two walks, two singles, two walks, and a run scored. Now, you think about it, you're standing at third base, and with a fungo bat, you're trying to hit the foul pole in left field with a batted ball. And you have 10 chances to do it. That was the bet. Only part of the story that changes is how many chances it took, how many tries. Good breaking pitch called strike to Shiner 0-1. I have heard one, but the story always ends the same way. Jimmy Reese, at an advanced age, in fewer than 10 swings, standing at third base of the Kingdome, hit the left field foul pole with a batted ball off a fungo bat. Pitch down and away, one ball, one strike. I'd love to know how many people on planet Earth could do that. Well, Jimmy did it, and again, he was not a spring chicken. He was just an amazing baseball man. And a personal favorite, if I might, here's the pitch to the corner. Yeah, got there, called strike 1-2. When I was growing up in Seattle, didn't have a big league team, the AAA team in the Pacific Coast League, the Rainiers, which Tacoma has now adopted that name. And for a while, when they became the Angels AAA affiliate, Seattle adopted that name. They were the Seattle Angels AAA. Pitch high for a ball, 2-2. My best friend and I, best friend David, and I went to a lot of Angels games. And one of our favorite parts was the Angels' first base coach and his jog from first base after the, speaking of first base coaches, from the first base side over to the third base side, which was the home dugout. 2-2, swung on, popped little looper. First baseman J.J. Schwarz will glove it. Two men down in the inning as Shiner pops out to J.J. 2-1, two men down. Here is Cade Marlowe, 1-for-4 with an RBI single and a run scored. And
we would just be fascinated and just, and we would, well, when I say we laughed, not in a in a wonderful way. We just loved Jimmy Reese. He would coach first base, and again, he was, again, not a young guy even at that time in the mid-60s. And then he had this signature jog at the first base box over to the dugout. Pitch high, ball one to Cade Marlowe. As he would jog, David and I would look at each other and just say, Jimmy Reese. And he jogged to the dugout. We loved him. And then as I got to actually work in the Angels organization as a broadcaster, or at least for teams within the organization, of course, pitch up and away 2-0. And I learned more about Jimmy Reese, learned about his amazing history and bat boy in the Pacific Coast League in 1917. What, 70 years, right? 78 years before he coached there. Pitch, a swing and a miss. Marlowe with a big rip. Left-handed hitter comes up empty, and it's 2-1. That is just to learn about just his absolute love for the game. And wonderful athletic trainer we had with the Angels, Scott Soule, remains just a dear friend of mine. And Scott would regale me with stories about Jimmy. Pitch up and away for a ball, 3-1. And the Angels, in fact, when Jimmy passed, did a wonderful piece on him in their yearbook, and it was called, again, A Life Dedicated to Baseball. And remember, Scott gave me a framed version of that. I still have it, obviously. Just a great keepsake. Wonderful baseball man. Jimmy Reese, yeah. Swing and a miss, 3-2. So count full, first and second, two men down, 8-5 Arkansas, last of the eighth. And for Aiden McIntyre, again, he's been working in the Arizona complex, but first time really in game competition. Come set, 3-2, runners go, pitch takes flight, up high, ball four. So bases are loaded. Couple of walks and a base hit. Now here is Riley Unruh. So if the Rockhounds are to hang around, this is a really big batter. 8-5 Trabs, bottom of the eighth inning, bases full, two men down. And now a quick visit to the mound from pitching coach Chris Smith. In the Rockhounds' ninth inning, it'll be Tyler Soderstrom, Brett Hick. Well, I mentioned a lot of changes for this team. There's the trade deadline passing, and you know there's a, boy, there's a trickle down, a trickle up. Every kind of trickle effect if the ball club, if your major league parent club is active, and of course the A's were with Frankie Montas going to the Yankees. And one of the players gained in that trade by the A's, Luis Medina, struggled a little bit tonight. You saw flashes, though, of how good he can be. Hit 99 on the gun and got into trouble in the third inning with bases on balls. And that's kind of that's the speed bump for him. But very talented young right-hander. We'll see where he goes from here. Backdoor pitch, just wide. Ball one to Unruh. Riley started the game at third base. He's now in left field. And he is on this ball game, 1-for-3. A double and a run scored. Bases loaded, walk, and a run scored in the third. 1-for-3. Switch hitter from the left side. Pitch by McIntyre. Swung on and fouled back into a pitch black night sky out of play. 1-1. These games here in Arkansas have been played at a kind of an old-fashioned pace. Some folks are surprised. I tell them, Rockhounds have not played many games of the 245-plus. This one will certainly be in that range. I think it was last night's called Stripe. And the count is 1-2. Decision which did not meet with favor from at least one or two fans here. But in both cases, a whole bunch of offense. Again, only one team has gone in order, and that was the Rockhounds in the seventh, and that's the only time in this game. Pitch up and in for a ball, 2-2. Mentioned the changes. Aiden McIntyre, who is on the mound, making his 2022 debut with the Rockhounds, and really his 2022 debut, period. JT Ginn has returned. Luis Medina has been added. Here's the stretch and pitch, down and in. And now 3-2. Tyler Soderstrom made his Double-A debut last night. And two very familiar faces are now back, Mickey McDonald and Max Schumann.
Here is the stretch, the pitch with the bases full. Runners go. Big, high chopper. It's going to be a tough play, I think. Harris turns, throws to first, but not in time. Throw gets loose, and two runs will score. That, I imagine, the hit compounded by an error, and so it'll be two more runs coming across. Little high chopper. Unroh will stay at first base. The ball did not get out of play, but it's a base hit on the high chopper to second. The moment that ball bounced off the high chop, well, you knew it could be trouble. So Unroh will get one RBI. Polkovich advances on the bouncing ball, scores on the throwing error on Brett Harris as his throw went wide, trying to hurry and get that out to end the inning, and instead two runs will score. Runner at first base goes, soft line drive, gloved by Davidson, rolling to his right. Max Scheffler lines out fairly softly, but Logan had to cover some ground to get there. But two runs across, and that is a really big swing of the bat in this ballgame. So we'll go to the top half of the ninth, but the Travs put two more on the board, and they have now expanded the lead. No longer a save scenario. Village Car Wash scored at the top of the ninth. It's the Travelers 10 and the Rockhounds 5.
Aldridge Gardens, it's Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists, and we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Big right-hander Isaiah Campbell coming on to pitch. As we will go to the top half of the ninth inning, the only guy who was disappointed, of course, well, maybe or maybe not, that the Travs scored in the bottom half of the eighth inning is Campbell. It's no longer a save situation for Isaiah, but he will come on and try to close the door nonetheless here in the ninth inning. One inning for Braden Shipley. Gave up a couple of base runners, but nothing with it. Shipley, no runs, one hit. I think I jotted down a walk a hit batsman as a walk. He hit one batter, did not walk a batter, and struck out two, did Shipley. But he kept the Rockhounds off the board, and then the Travelers add a couple in the last half of the eighth inning. So it is a 10-5 ball game. Travis trying to make it two in a row to start this series against the Rockhounds. Campbell will face Tyler Soderstrom, Brett Harris, and Marty Bikina. Again, he does it with a 5-run lead rather than with a 3-run advantage. Tyler Soderstrom in this ballgame, 1-for-4, and the one was significant. It was his first double-A home run. Went opposite field, wrapped it around the foul pole and left. Takes a called strike from Campbell. Count is 0-1. A little perspective, how good was the last road trip, the Corpus Christi Frisco trip? If the Rockhounds do not rally back here, bouncer toward first, and that is pulled just foul. But this would be as many losses through the first two games of this road trip as the Hounds lost at Corpus and Frisco. Yeah, it's not a happy number, but it's an interesting one. But again, you just don't go 10-2 on the road very often. 0-2 count, Tyler waits, left-hand side. Check swing, did he go? The appeal, no. That's one of those appeals you might get in the third or fourth inning, probably not in the ninth. By the way, San Antonio is punishing Wichita 8-0 in Nelson Wolf. Frisco is leading Amarillo, so those two are going head-to-head. Those are the two teams closest to the Hounds. Frisco could pull within two if they win that game. swinging a shot foul. Boy, Tyler jumped on that. Did Tyler Soderstrom fouled it down the right field side. Amarillo scored four in the top of the first inning of that game, but the Riders came back. They took, he got within, 5-1, got within 5-3 in the sixth and scored six times in the seventh inning to Crisco. Swinging a line drive into right center field. That's a base hit. Trying to hustle over and again getting there. Marvelous play by Kerwer in right center field. He has taken two doubles away tonight. One by Logan Davidson, one by Tyler Soderstrom. Marvelous play by Kerwer. Good swing of the bat by Tyler Soderstrom. Well, he has his first two base hits at the AA level, and that's one on with nobody down for Brett Harris. Brett 1-for-3 with a solo home run. Corpus Christi has defeated Springfield 5-4, so the again, just one game of play within the division. That's Frisco and Amarillo. Pitch down low for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. And, of course, not to the halfway point of the second half yet, but still you'd love to see Amarillo and Frisco basically kind of split that six games if possible. But the Riders looking to make it 2-0. Swinging a chopper to third base might be two. Picked, nope, under the glove. Patrick Frick just ran right over that baseball. So an E5. And we'll see if the open door here can stay open for the Rockhounds. Brett Harris reaches on the error. Soderstrom will go to second base. And the batter will be Marty Bikina. Marty 0-for-2. He's walked twice and scored a run. Stole a base back in the second inning before touching the dish. He is lined out sharply to center field and popped out to shallow left. So two on, nobody out. Rockhounds rallied last night, got within a couple. Good pitch there by Campbell for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Big innings have really been the story of the series for Arkansas. And, boy, they added the two runs in the eighth inning here, and that is, boy, classic insurance run territory. Back up pitch, that's a beauty, called strike two. So Campbell comes back with a couple of gorgeous pitches there. Isaiah 6'4", 230 out of Olathe, Kansas. It's been a long, long time, Olathe, Kansas. Brad Haynes told me how to say that. Swing and a miss and out on strikes is Bikina. So Marty up and down on three pitches as Campbell and a couple of men on base. And it comes right back with a whiff. One down in the inning for Shane Selman. Again, the two runs that Arkansas scored in the last of the eighth inning are big. Shane Selman has been terrific of late in terms of the long ball and just in general production. He would be the tying run had Arkansas not tacked on the insurance runs. Pitch down low for a ball. Now Shane's 0-for-3 in the game plus a walk. So 0-for-6 in the series with a walk and a hit by pitch. But he is very capable of getting the ball out of the ballpark. And right now it's a 5 instead of a 3-run ball game and two men on. Ground ball back up the middle. Hit Campbell. He retrieves, throws to first, and not going to get him. Bases are loaded. Campbell thought they got him. It's a bang-bang call. So a base hit for Shane. Sharply hit ball. Crowd, of course, disagrees, but be close. Not really much of any argument. They are going to come out and get a look, though, at and Isaiah Campbell, and boy, I would guess so. That was just a line shot back up the middle. Caitlin Innes is the athletic trainer, so Caitlin will come out and check with Isaiah Campbell. He said he was okay, but they want to make sure. So the bases are loaded, and Michael Goldberg is the batter. Two base hits, an error, plus a strikeout in the inning. Michael Goldberg in this game is 2-for-2. He has a hustle double on a little flare in the left, single to left, walked and scored and was hit by a pitch. In the top of the ninth, Arkansas, still one would think in control of the game, but Rockhounds trying to rally back again here in the ninth. A swing and a foul straight back. It's 0-1. Mickey McDonald, top of the order, waiting on deck. Michael Goldberg spins that bat around a couple of times, and Campbell now will step away. Michael hitting 315 coming in, and 2-for-2 in this game. He's not a power guy. He's a get on base and run kind of player. Really good defender. Nice accent. Swing and a miss down the count here. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Bases loaded. One man down. Top of the ninth inning. And it's Arkansas 10, Rockhounds 5. Hounds have out-hit Arkansas in this game, 10-8. A couple of errors and some bases on balls have been really important. Stretch by Campbell, 0-2 count. Goldberg waits, and the pitch on the way. Punched it foul, good protective swing by the Hounds center fielder, 0-2. Teams play tomorrow, 6:35 again will be first pitch of the ball game, then 7:05 Friday and Saturday, and Sunday in the afternoon. Campbell comes set, 0-2 count, Goldberg waits. Runners there leads, pitch takes flight, swung on, pop foul, straight back out of play. Pretty good rip, on stays, no balls and two strikes. Travs have been up and down all year, all over the place. They are 47-50 overall. They just solved it enough first half. 11-17 in the second. But they are two outs away from winning their second in this series against the Hounds. A bouncer foul, and Michael Goldberg hangs in there at an 0-2 count. So the Hounds with a three-game lead, as mentioned, over Frisco, but that could be trimmed with the Riders leading and leading over Amarillo. And San Antonio and Corpus also either winning or already having put a W in the books. 0-2 for a fourth time. Pitch to Goldberg, and he pops this one up. Middle of the infield. Infield fly rule is called, and it is caught anyway. First baseman Hoover doing the honors. So there are two down in the inning, and now Mickey McDonald. You've got Zach Geloff in the on-deck circle. Bases are loaded. Rockhounds had a bases-loaded opportunity in the sixth inning. They got two, but both came on fielder's choices, meaning you're going to give up an out to score the run. Mickey is 1-for-4, make it 1-for-5 with an RBI, up for the sixth time. It's a strike down the middle. It's 0-1. You mentioned there's just flat out last night, tonight, there's just been a lot of baseball played. Mickey from the left side against Isaiah Campbell. Bases full, two down, top of the ninth inning. 10-5 Arkansas. Pitch swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. So Trav's now a strike away from back-to-back victories in this series. Here the crowd respond a little bit. Here's the stretch. Campbell with the 0-2 pitch to Mickey. High and away for a ball. Count as a ball and two strikes. Crowd here, get away, but still a ball game. Perhaps a pitch away from being over. Mickey McDonald, left-handed hitter. He's the DH tonight for the Hounds. Bases full, two men down. 1-2 count in the ninth. Campbell, big deep breath. Isaiah with a stretch and pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Nope. Now, I will tell you, and Isaiah Campbell puts his hands on his knees and bends over. Don't blame him. Don't blame him a bit. I both understand the grumbling, but a checked swing to end the game with the umpire between the pitcher and the shortstop, you just don't see it very often. I think he went around, but I don't think it's tough to really to do that. Pitch on the way, down and in, 3-2. It's certainly not automatic. I'm not saying that our crew chief, Jake Bruner, couldn't have rung him up there, but it's just one that makes that's a really tough call to make to end the game. Three balls, two strikes. Runners go with two men down. Mickey swings and misses. Ball game over. One of the Hounds for the second straight night had opportunities, including the ninth inning, but Isaiah Campbell tucks this one away. Rockhounds get no runs on a couple of base hits, one error. They will leave three men on here in the inning, and there's a number we haven't touched on much in this game, but the Rockhounds left 14 men on base in this game, and boy, that is tough to come out on top when you leave that many men stranded, and that's what the Rockhounds did tonight. So this one in the books, and the Travelers have won the first two games of the series against the team leading the South Division and the team that came in with the best record in the league in the second half. Rockhounds have fallen 19-10 and 0-2 on this road trip. So the Travelers bullpen, by the way, did a for the most part, a very good job. The Rockhounds actually did some damage against Emerson Hancock, the outstanding prospect, but in the end, it is the Travelers, and that 7-run third inning remains the difference in this game. Final is 10-5, and to the Travelers, gentlemen, one and all, this Bud and this Michelob Ultra are for you.
Yes, they weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, it's 5 runs on 10 base hits, 2 errors, 5, 10, and 2. And for Arkansas, 10 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error, 10, 8, and 1. So the Rockhounds out hit the Travelers in this game, but Travs win it by the final of 10-5. 2 home runs, Brett Harris. It is 8th of the year for the Rockhounds. And Tyler Soderstrom, it is first double-A home run. Both were solo early on as the Hounds took the lead on a couple of occasions in this game by scores of 2-0 and then 3-1. But a 7-run third inning, the difference for Arkansas. Winning pitcher is Emerson Hancock, and ironically, his numbers were far below what he normally does. Rockhounds did some damage against the very good prospect, but he departed with a win and gets the victory, and Luis Medina will take the loss in this ballgame. Game was played in right about 3 hours' time. We'll check real quick on the time of attendance. It was 255 officially, 3,317 the paid attendance in this one. So from Dickie Stevens Park, North Little Rock, Arkansas, it's a 2-0 start to this series for the Arkansas Travelers as they win it tonight. Final Village Car Wash score of our game. Arkansas Travelers 10 and the Rockhounds 5.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the buy HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Well, this whole night, this loss, of course, is only because we didn't get lineups until about 15 minutes before the first pitch. There was a holdup in the Travs lineup, and the Hounds made a change, so it's Rockhounds as well. And I kidded about this earlier, but you and I have been on this road a long time. And sneaking up, by the way, it won't be this year, but if the powers that be allow me to do this next season, you and I will hit 4,000 games next year. We're close. We're very close. We're 3,870-something or something like that. But so that's what, not quite 4,000 games with the Rockhounds, and had 4 seasons of short season baseball before that. And I have always basically done my scorecard the very same way. Now, there are some days my own fault that I didn't get it all filled in. But you do the same thing the same way close to 4,000 times. And then today we got the lineup so late, by the time I was able to join you, just had the names and position on the card. Now, there are computer pages you can go to. I understand that. I truly do. But I've been writing stuff down on a card the same way since 1988. And my goodness, this whole night, just I have felt like I'm working on somebody else's computer at an office. You know, so that's the reason. That's the reason for this stuff here tonight. 10-5 the final. Arkansas winning it. Rockhounds, as they did last night, took the early lead, a 2-0 lead eventually the teams each scoring in the second inning. Rockhounds got a couple. Brett Harris with a solo home run leading off the second inning. Keenup, a double, a hustle double by Michael Goldberg, and an RBI fielder's choice for Mickey McDonald, and it was 2-0 Rockhounds. The Travs got back to within 2-1. Riley Unruh led off the second with a double. He scored on the ground out by Cesar Asturias Jr., and it was 2-1. Rockhounds built the lead to 3-1. Tyler Soderstrom, opposite field, his first home run at the AA level, took it out to left field, 3-1. Top of the third, but in the bottom of the third inning for Luis Medina, in his Oakland A's debut, again came over in the Frankie Montas trade from the Yankees, and Luis showed flashes of really, really, really good stuff tonight. But bases on balls have been a bit of an issue, and they really got to him in this game. He walked the first two batters of the third inning, gave up an RBI single to Caden Polkovich, then a third walk, putting a second man on base. Cade Marlowe came up. He had an RBI base hit. That drove home a run and kept the bases loaded. Riley Unruh then drew a bases-loaded walk, and that would be it for Luis. Michael Danielak came on with the bases still full. Rockhounds had an error by Zach Geloff, sack fly by Asturias Jr., and then a big swing, two-run single by Connor Hoover, which capped the scoring in the inning, and it was a seven-run third inning. And when all was said and done, that was really it. Again, Hogan Harris came on after that, and Harris was absolutely outstanding. After Arkansas scored seven times in the third inning, he went four innings, did Hogan, no runs on an infield scratch single, three walks and six strikeouts. He's moved to the bullpen now, and again, makes a lot of sense because a number of innings pitched is going to be a major concern for him. But Hogan was tremendous in relief and really adds a lot to the bullpen, and clearly a guy who can give you multiple innings. He kept the Rockhounds hanging around. They got two in the sixth, did the Rockhounds. Loaded the bases with nobody out. Pair of walks and a bunt single by Mickey McDonald. But the Hounds only got two, and they got them on fielder's choices. So they scored a couple, but gave up outs to get the runs. And the score at that point, 8-5. Really, the biggest inning other than that seven-run outburst was the two insurance runs in the eighth inning. And Aiden McIntyre, I mean, you really have to give him something of a hall pass. By the way, they've said that both runs are earned. I think that's cruel, but that is going to be the case. Again, he's pitching for the first time in game competition in 2022 as Aiden. We know certainly what he is capable of from a year ago. But in this inning, gave up two runs on two hits, walked a couple of batters. And just, again, the introduction to the 2022 season, gave up a couple of runs. And those were certainly big, because it takes an 8-5 game, makes it a 10-5 contest. Rockhounds got a couple of men on base in the ninth inning, but that's as far as it goes and as close as the Rockhounds will come. The other numbers we gave you, I do believe, are proper. 5-10-2 for the Rockhounds. 10 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Arkansas. Hancock is the winner. Medina does take the loss. Harris and Soderstrom with home runs for the Rockhounds. All had the only 1-2-3 inning of the ball game for his ninth hold. And Braden Shipley is eighth hold in the game. By the time Isaiah Campbell came on, it was no longer a safe scenario in this one. And 2:55 of baseball daylight time, 3,317 watched it. So the Hounds will fall to 19-10. Frisco is leading Amarillo, and those are the teams right behind the Rockhounds. So in either case, somebody's going to gain some ground, and it appears it'll be the Rough Riders who will get within a couple. So things getting a little more interesting here. And again, a little number for you. By the time this road trip is over, the second half will be past its midway season, point of the season. So there's still way too much baseball to really be scoreboard watching. But in this case, Frisco and Amarillo playing each other. So it's worth a glance, that's for sure. But for the Rockhounds, the bottom line is taking care of their own business in game number three of this series tomorrow. 6:35 will be our start time tomorrow, then 7:05 on Friday and on Saturday before wrapping it up with an afternoon ball game on Sunday. Didn't get much of a chance to touch on it, but the Rockhounds will be home. And that'll be, 2 weeks from yesterday. Really good week, by the way, at the ballpark with Amarillo coming to town and some great stuff, and we'll be telling you more about it. Meantime, you can always go right where you are online here at MidlandRockhounds.org and find out more about what's going on at the ballpark. Well, this one in the books, and the Travs make it two in a row to open this series. For all of us with the Rockhounds, some Bob Hards in North Little Rock, Arkansas, where the Travelers win it 10-5. And until tomorrow, and by the way, we'll change the way we say goodnight. pause here for just a moment to simply say that I say goodnight, Red. That's Red Barber. Goodnight, Leo. That is a personal hero of mine, Leo Lassen. And we've been saying Mr. Jackson, one of my heroes, Keith Jackson. But yesterday, the passing of the best ever, Vin Scully, greatest baseball broadcaster ever. As the man said in the movie The Natural, best there ever was, best there is now, best there will ever be. So for the rest of this season anyway, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Vin. And good night, my friends, from Dickie.
They're shaken.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rock Hounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockHounds.org is your place for all things Rock Hounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rock Hounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rock Hounds Baseball.